So I know y'all been talking shit or whatever, but we are both in the motherfucking studio this week. And real quick, I just want to let y'all know before we start, I know y'all know this is horrible decisions, blah, blah, blah. So someone was like, for a whole month, y'all had schedule conflict. Now, most of y'all, if y'all watch the YouTube,
you see
the same outfit. So we pre-record. We normally do 2 episodes in one night.
It's which funny. Is why had a whole I wanted month. To explain myself, and I thought, let me not do it.
No, fuck them hoes.
But there is another thing.
Fuck all y'all hoes.
So Mandy and I actually have different work schedules, right? Mandy gets off maybe like 2 hours later than I do.
Late as fuck.
We've been wanting to get Goddess Unk. For a long time, right?
Mistress Unknown. She corrected me. I know
I'm sorry. That's her. Well, that's her IG name.
That's her
IG
name.
If you guys want to follow her.
Yeah.
Right? Her. Nina K was from out of town, had to come at a certain time. So it's like, yo, what are we going to do? Push guests or just record them? But, you know, we see the vibe y'all on and the energy. But y'all like us when we fight. And you know what's crazy? When y'all think we're fighting and have that energy, it only makes us more annoyed to then and go do something disruptive like... a fucking multi-city tour, bitch.
We really going on tour. And I know that y'all been asking. So 2019, we about to pop off. In real life, I'm not going to lie. Despite whatever beef me and Weezy may have from time to time, I want to let y'all know I actually hate my job more than I hate Weezy. So because I'm trying to quit that shit, I'm like, bitch, let's make this motherfucking money. So
I thought we could do this. So Mandy, we're texting today. We're getting excited about it. And she's like, yo, for DC, let's just drive. I'm like, oh, damn, bitch. You want to be stuck in a car?
I know you can't drive, ho. Go ahead and let them know what your felon ass. Well, you're not really a felon, but
you know
ain't
never told the jail story. I've only told it on live.
No, you've told it on here. How you ain't your license suspended for like 45 years?
I ain't talked about the ankle bracelet. I ain't talked about that story about like how, you know, I had to spread and cough. It was bad.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Do you want to make the announcement?
WD Live is happening in 2019. I'm hoping by the time you guys hear this, happy December, that we will have some Eventbrite tickets up for you for Chicago and DC. We're still working on just contracts and timing with the other venues. But so far, what we have solidified for dates is DC, January 19th, and Chicago, March 30th. Upcoming shows will be Toronto, LA, New York, and possibly Orlando.
Possibly Orlando. So I know y'all were complaining about us not coming to Florida, but we working on it right now. Also, I do want to shout out to everybody in Texas. Y'all gonna have to come a little late. Y'all shit expensive. So we gonna
work. It is.
It's so expensive. So, hey, if any of y'all listening happen to do South by Southwest, go ahead and bring us on. We could do a podcast stage real quick.
I mean, listen, if you're in Dallas and Houston and you want to have your promoter book us for some shit, let a bitch know. We be in that motherfucker. I don't know if like we have more Dallas or Houston people.
It seems like
Houston's blacker, right?
Houston seem real like, wait, is Houston blacker? Look.
I'm sorry.
Here we go.
That was my alarm. Oh, isn't your nickname Trap Money Benny because you be in your feelings?
I do not be in my feelings, actually. Speaking of feelings, so we haven't given you guys a catch-up since you guys know that for the last month we've done our solo episodes. We've really been focused on our guests.
And thank you guys, by the way, everyone who came. I wanted to talk about that. Okay.
What?
So, like, what was my favorite solo episode that you did was Goddess Unk. I mean, okay. Mistress Unknown.
Mistress Unknown.
I was like, yo. So, by the way, I know, like, you guys know we record ahead of time, but I wanted to wait to listen to the episode like everybody else so that I could, like, live tweet it. My nigga, when she robbed the hamsters, I was like, okay.
You're talking. I will say, so I did enjoy Low-Key and Nina K. However, the German Shepherd salmon bullshit,
bro!
I was not here for that.
She didn't do that, though. But
yeah, sure she didn't. She gonna say my friends did it the same way we don't be really sitting here saying what we be doing.
I only believe
that whole stuck
it.
The German Shepherd dick, bruh.
I don't believe she did it because she won't even do stepmom shit. So to me, if you can't even do that, I doubt that.
Bro, she just not gonna say it on air.
If she's not doing porn...
If that
hoe
left with a check, with a $30,000 check, because them hoes...
Would you do it?
I will say, can I tell you the...
No.
Hold on. Oh, wait. Would
fucking go down on a German Shepherd for 30 grand?
Are we really going to do the what's your price right now with me? First off, I am not... I can't even look at the little... First off, you like pink dick. I don't.
The little, like a dog dick.
The dog dick is pink. It looked like pink dick when the little thing be hanging. Oh my God, I can't even look at it. And I be doing some nasty shit.
Have you ever seen a dog get hard when it pokes out like a little lipstick tube?
I can't look at a little pink... The little thing.
Bro, I could never.
Okay, real quick, I do want to sit here and say I did have one issue with her. And I didn't get to meet her. So, Nina, don't take this personal. I felt like, and I don't know if it's because of our show, but she kept putting herself in like a black woman category too much for me. Like, making it seem like she had the, well, let me finish. She kept making it seem like she had the black girl struggles in porn. Then she's like, yeah, and my page got deleted for supporting sex workers and black women. And then for her to bring up how her mama dates a black man now, but then to also bring up how your daddy called them monkeys. I was just like, you done came from a background too much to where you could feel like, first off, and your body is probably paid for to look like these black girls. So I didn't like that part.
No, I think she
enjoyed
was,
her.
She might have had lipo, but I think that I believe that was her body,
which is fine.
But I will say this:
I took it
more like body shame thing than it was her giving white tears.
Yeah, but even that, that was the only thing. I enjoyed the stories. She was wonderful.
She was good.
But yeah,
I also think shout out to Lo. Like, I know Lo and me were both super excited. Lo was ready to fuck, bro. I was sitting there like. Some dude wrote a comment on YouTube talking about, damn, you let that nigga take over. I said, well, he was hard. What right. the fuck was I supposed to do? But I appreciated that he, in my opinion, didn't ask, like, typical nigga questions. Like, oh, like, how they be feeling when you do blah, blah, blah? What about when you got a man? They ain't feeling you respect, man? Like, I thought he'd ask some cool shit.
Okay.
My favorite was God, a song. And I really like Kiki. I like that. I was mad when Jamie was like, oh, well, it's what you answer to. Like, you can say true. I was...
And I think that got brought up, too, because so she does Tranny Thursdays. And this is actually what the party is called on Thursdays. Right. I went. And so I had that conversation with her, like, isn't that a bad word? But the party is actually called Tranny Thursdays.
Right, right.
For any of you guys who are in New York City and interested in trans women, there's a wonderful night called Tranny Thursdays. It's at a place called Fairy Tales. And I enjoyed it. I will say...
You went?
Yeah, I did. So I took one of my friends, I'll say my friend, who is battling with being...
Oh, you talked about
that. Yeah, with battling that being accepting of... him being into trans women. And so I was like, listen, like, it's okay. Like, yeah. And so we went. I do also want to say real quick.
Is it Midtown Hell's Kitchen?
It is Hell's Kitchen. So I do want to say to all of the listeners, when that came up, because it came up last minute that I had to come up with that episode because we canceled the one guest. I won't give him any shine on here.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But for everyone saying, oh, my God, we want to hear more of Dustin. First off, me and Dustin probably, Chris, how at least... Four blunts before the show.
All right.
Everybody was late. Everybody was late. So we sitting here, we were drinking tequila. We smoked out this room, probably 3 to 4 blunts. But not only that,
damn,
he was also, he had just gotten a lot of tweets for something he said on the Friend Zone. And so no
really like what?
Yeah, something about kids. But people was coming for him. So when I told him, hey, I want to have a trans woman on the show, he was like, oh, nah, nigga, you're not going to get me. Dustin was like, I don't know,
what
to say to where I don't offend people.
What we do, more than I know, because I feel like we're good people, right? So let me explain to you. Like, I kind of said this to, who did this happen with? So I met Bakari Sellers. Do you know who that is from CNN?
No.
So I got... No, he's black.
Oh.
So Charlamagne invited me to the Yvonne Orgy show, the comedy show. So what happens, I get there, I see Bakari Sellers. I'm like, yo, I love you. I would love you to come on Horrible Decisions and be super PC. He was like, oh, I'll think about it. I put up that cream pie clip.
He said, oh, hell no.
He's like, oh, no, I can't do this. He was like, no, I mean, I just can't. I can't. I'm like, you know what? I totally get it. You don't know if you're going to be a politician one day. You don't know what's going to happen.
No, of course.
Then, I mentioned something to Van about the Brittany Renner show. He's like, people acted like that with you.
Yeah.
Like, how could you? How?
Yeah.
Like,
no.
These women, you know, like,
no,
horrible decision, blah, blah, blah. And it really makes me forget that, like, we are too fucking much sometimes.
Well, I'm not going to lie. And this is, again, for the backstory for some of our listeners. When I told Dustin this is who I'm having on, his first thing was, well, let's have a completely different conversation where we don't mention that she's a trans at all. I said, my nigga. I said, we haven't had a trans woman on to be able to share their story. I said, oh, nah, I'm asking the difficult questions.
I can see why he said that, because he's like, let's normalize. Let's stop making it a fucking
thing. Right,
but
I'm like, no, there's questions that we want to ask. I said, no, what the fuck you think our show is about? I said, we're educating.
Well, so. I really, I liked her a lot, and she's super pretty.
She was amazing.
What'd you think of
her energy not amazing?
What did you think of Ashley?
Ashley was wheelchair.
Yeah.
Damn, I can't call her wheelchair. I got a nigga I'd call wheelchair.
So let me tell you, it was dope. Like,
What? I haven't messed with him, but amongst my friends, he tried talking to me, and he's in a wheelchair. So when I talk about him, his name is Wheelchair. You know Wheelchair.
I know Wheelchair, but see, like...
My bad. So I didn't want to call the guest Wheelchair. We make nicknames for everybody, by the way.
My mom called that nigga Click Click. Yo, I really want to have a mom episode.
I know. You be trying to
Why don't you want to do this?
Because you stay putting things into existence.
I notice
you just like...
I notice you've been ignoring me, and I'm like, yo, tell me when your mom's up. You'd be like, okay, so should we be at the studio? Like, you just... I've said this 2 times.
Because I don't know when my mom is going to come back up. She just bought a new house, so she's working.
Oh,
and, bitch, I got a lot of shit going on. I don't want to have to play host no time soon.
Like, I mean, we don't have to do it soon, but when your mom comes, whether it be 4 months,
or
5 months...
Or shit, maybe when we in Orlando... For a possible live show.
That's
a good idea. We do it on a Sunday or something.
I feel like the two of them would be a mess.
Oh my God. A hot ass.
We wouldn't even mind leaving.
We're not even going to talk.
So yeah, I really liked Ashley. She was dope. When we were looking for guests, I was like asking for, you know, crazy guests, and she reached out and was like, I love the show. You know, I'd love to come up and be on the show.
You ain't had to do much vetting there.
So let me tell you, I felt
I'm sorry. Because people said we should have vetted the sugar daddy. You could see the wheelchair in the pictures.
Ashley, I'm sorry.
I mean,
No, you're beautiful.
No, she's very beautiful. She's hot. I'm sorry. No, she was great.
I feel like
everybody
just wanted to fuck, too.
She was great. Look, our audio guy raised his hand.
And she was really fun. Like, she had a great spirit about her. And, like, I love that she knew that it was something to see. And, like, she's like, just ask the questions. I was, when she was coming in, I was, like, looking for ramps. I think Christopher and Ben helped her up.
Okay. And, like, I'm not going to lie. Do you know that was my first thought? Like, how the fuck she got in the studio? I was thinking. I know there's,
because, you know, there's still those stairs.
There's stairs.
Yeah, I was thinking about it a lot.
Yeah, this is not really wheelchair accessible in here.
Well, bro, she was talking about Ubers and shit. Like, even when I ordered her, I wanted to order her the Uber because I knew the wheelchair accessible one, you know. And plus, she flew all the way up here. Bro, she's right. It's like 20 minutes away. She's like, so I'll get regular Ubers and just tell them, like, hey, just close the chair for me. And they will, like, cancel on her.
And, oh, like, shit.
That's fucked up. But so, shout out. This was actually, like, my favorite month of content, I want to say.
I'm not going to lie. What I enjoy most, and I want to shout out to all of our listeners. As you guys know, we're almost at 100 episodes. Actually, we are, if you count Patreon, we're over 100.
Give us some ideas. I want to do like a list of 100 things, but I think it'll last too long.
Well, no, what made me excited reading the comments more so was that during that 4 week span where we had these solo episodes, each episode garnered a, this is top five, this is top
yes!
three, this is still a favorite episode. So to know that we can be 90 episodes in and we're still getting, yo, this is top five, it lets us know that, hey, we're doing a good job with what we're doing.
That made me
content.
Feel good when I was like reading comments for people not to, one or two people said they missed the other one, mm-hmm. but it did feel good not to see that, like, oh, why isn't, like it felt good to know that they're like, it's going to be good no matter what. Mm-hmm. That was a nice thing because we can't say that for every pod we listen to.
Hell,
you know what I'm saying?
No.
When a certain person might be missing, it's like,
I ain't listening this week.
Right?
See you next week.
But no, that was exciting, and I loved all the content. I thought they were great guests. I recently have been looking for more people. I really want to bring the bi couple back on.
I loved them. I'm not going
to
lie. They were
come
in town,
to New York for shows, but
I wasn't in town when they were just here. I do also want to say that when it comes to us getting these guests, like I have a guy right now that... he's into the furniture play, like we talked about with Goddess Anki.
Oh.
But I will say, too, real quick, can I make a PSA to you guys? And I made this PSA on my Instagram. But for those who are interested in coming to the show or coming on to the show as guests, there's just no chance in hell when right after you're then asking to take play with one of us. And I feel like, I don't know. Yes. So since the Mistress Unknown dub sub versus Dom episode, I have had close to five guys, and I'm sending it. I've had close to five guys ask to be, you know,
right.
A sex slave for me.
Holy shit.
So, or some may say. But we're going to go ahead and we'll be right back.
We'll be right back. You want to wait till Mac? Yeah, let's wait till Mac is here.
All right.
We're back. Mandy had to take a shit.
Chill, bro. I ain't had to take no shit.
You know, Mandy just so thin now. Anytime she has a new piece of food, she pees out of her ass.
Yo, shut the fuck up. No, I definitely didn't shit.
So speaking
of
booty.
Our late ass motherfuckers came. But wait, speaking of booty, wait, you had anal sex? Look, she about to make the announcement,
no,
y'all. You had the whole dick in?
I backed that ass up. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, you backed that ass up.
I'm a really good power bottom, and I've learned that recently.
Oh. Well, I guess we can get into some dick talk.
Yeah.
So, as for me, I will say amongst all of my travels, I've been really busy and I haven't had much dick at all. I feel like I'm being a little bit more picky, of course, with my selection because I want to come, but also because I do want a boyfriend. I am putting that into the universe that I want a relationship. However, this is going to be odd to say,
okay,
but I did go ahead and 24/7 finally got a threesome out of me. So
wasn't this? You didn't tell?
This was a while ago. No, didn't talk about it on the show. This was. I mean, shit, we've been a month without recording, but I did give him a threesome. And it was fun. Uh-huh. It was amazing.
How do you know the girl?
The girl is a friend of mine. I pretty much...
You love fucking your friends.
I do, but we hadn't fucked before. So this is how it's set up. So for anyone interested in having threesomes, this is what I did. So me
I'm
and
so
him,
sick of y'all writing. Listen to episode 17. Stop asking us how to have a fucking threesome, my nigga.
So, well, this is how I had my threesome. This is how I set it up. So I was already going to fuck him. I had an event to go to, and we had already planned after my event, I was going to go to his house and fuck. So... before I hit him up and ask, you know, I was like, hey, so would you want to join us or just watch? First, I started by asking her if she just wanted to watch us. Then I was like, do you want to join? And she was like, for real? Like, seriously? I said, yeah, girl, you can like, yeah, join with me. So before she agreed to, we had to go into the bathroom stall and she lifted her dress. She was like, I ain't shave. I said, girl, it's okay. Don't worry about it.
What was
so,
it, like peach fuzz?
Yeah.
Like
so she was
stress.
Like, is this enough? Like, this isn't too hairy because I don't want him to see me with a hairy pussy. I said, oh, girl, I done ate pussy that look like that. You good? So
as long as it's not like near the hole.
No, it wasn't bad. It was like,
I don't care what's
it
on
was
the
maybe
top.
Like 3 days unshaved. So I was like, all right, bet. So I hit him up and I'm like, can I watch you fuck my friend? And he was just like, who? So, of course, I had to send
a
picture.
What a dream text.
I know. I just said, hey, can I watch you fuck my friend? And he was like, who? Wait, what? Huh? Ask her follower count. Make sure
there
she
you go
was
with
low.
The screen. Go through the Instagram. Look for the right page.
I did the screenshot of it.
Nigga,
I was like,
I be cropping bitches' Instagram names because you ain't about to holler at that hoe without me.
And he was like, yeah, y'all pull up. Bet. Get there. I will say it was top three threesomes. After the first round, because he fucked us three rounds. After
top three threesomes in three rounds.
Well, yeah, he fucked me three
don't
rounds. But after the first round, she got up and gave me a hug and said thank you and was smiling ear to ear and said thank you for allowing me to experience this. So from that point on, I was like, yes. And then, girl, her body hurt for the next 2 days. My body was hurt. He, like, fucked the shit out of both of us.
What
she even
stamina.
Held. By the third round, my pussy was done. So she even held my butt cheeks open while he fucked me in the ass. And she, yeah. Oh, it was insane. It was. We killed a whole bottle of rum.
That's awesome.
It was a threesome.
Well,
what about you? Because you've been fucking black dick. So go ahead and tell them about the black cock
you've
been
getting. Now. Let's give it a clap. For me coming back to black. Okay, raise up. So, the drought
did
is...
Did you just raise up to black dick
that's
with the
what
Black Panther
is.
Jesus Christ.
That's how I feel, bro. I'm
Jesus.
Not you. I don't want these white boys on.
Jesus Christ. Go ahead and speak
in
your...
back. So,
Jesus.
It's been a drought, right? And I was telling someone, he picked his own name. He wants to be called Beard Bay. So, BB.
BB.
Right? I'm telling BB, platonically in the moment, like how it's been a drought and I don't really know what's like how it's happening. I'm not connecting with anyone, blah, blah, blah. So, we're out kicking it. And we get into this little, like, debate about the population of New York, right? Seriously, like, oh, no, there's this many people, there's this many people. So he's like, you know what? I'll make a bet with you. If it's the amount you say it is, I'm going to eat your pussy. I was like...
damn, just like that?
Yeah. Like, I'm sitting there like, oh. And what if it's not?
Well, we know numbers isn't your thing, so you definitely lost that, huh?
He said, if it's not, you got to suck this dick. I was like, well, let me get. And, bitch, I won.
Oh, did you now?
He closed the tab. We left. We get back to my place. We start watching Desus and Meryl. Because for some reason, that's a thing I like to do when I fuck. I actually told both of them this. Because I went to the show and it was dope. Yeah. I had to get it out. I had to let them know. Like, you are the catalyst to a lot of dick I get. Because it's just like, come cuddle with me and watch this shit. And then we gonna laugh until my pussy gets wet. And then, boom. So we're watching it. And I guess I'm playing games too long. Where he finally looks at me and he's like, you want to cash this shit in or what? And I was like, you know, I'm like playing that whole, like, I don't know if I can while I'm taking my panties off. Meanwhile, I already did a whole bath in the bathroom. So anyway, he eats my pussy. I come. He comes up to my face and asks me if I like the smell. And I was like, yeah, I do. He was like, you do? I said, yeah. And then he made me lick it all off of his face.
No, that's like the meme I just posted.
It was lovely.
That's how it's supposed to go.
And it was the first time anybody's ever went down on me without kissing me first. I was like, oh, this is just like really a thing. Fuck the shit out of me. And then something interesting that I've never heard during sex before. he was fucking me saying, I knew you had good pussy. And I said, oh, yeah? Like, just thinking that that was, like, sex talk. And he goes, or maybe it's just good pussy for me. And now I wonder, is that a thing? Because I feel like we've heard bitches be like, oh, his dick is whack. Or, like, exes say that about somebody. But then, like, it wasn't. Or, you know, niggas will talk shit about a bitch saying
I'm not going to lie, though. Pussy and dick is subjective as fuck, bro.
It is.
Like, it's like he could have dicked you down. But if he came and fucked me knowing the good dick I done got, his dick might be subpar to me. So
when he said good pussy for me, I remember getting fucked being like, what? What the fuck did you talk about, nigga?
You was able to take
everybody.
It? You be taking dick?
I took it. Then I had some really good lesbian sex with an ex last Saturday, and I'm gonna tell you what I figured out was so good about it. We fucked all night, all day, like all day, and literally was so good. FaceTime him, one of my niggas. Anyway, tried to, but he was getting some pussy too. So Anyway, we have sex, and when her and I have sex, I realized we both love scissoring, and I think it's because
you liking that scissor.
She's
shit.
Really gay. Like, she's not that gay, but, like, we were together before, right? And, I'm, like, other bitches that I fuck like to get fingered a lot. And I think that, like, the scissoring is, like, really a lesbian thing. Bro, we scissored so much. It was so fucking good.
I like, scissored with, like, my teddy bears when I was seven.
Nah, that shit is good. When you get it right, we got a good, we get
like
a good angle going.
Like, I don't be scissoring with the
when
girls
when we do
I be
horrible
fucking.
Decisions live. If you've ever been to one of our live shows, you know we, like, emulate sex positions on stage. Someone need to come and scissor you right. Seriously.
It's not gonna do nothing to me, bruh.
Then you haven't done it right.
I have done scissoring. It don't do like
bro.
Rubbing on my pussy. I got my hands for that.
So
bruh.
Let me tell you why I'm nasty. So in the morning, she was menstruating.
You're disgusting. We're done. You know we don't. I don't do blood talk. We're absolutely done.
But
look,
nah,
bruh.
It what?
You
hold
nasty
on.
As fuck.
We have to normalize this shit. I didn't say I ate it.
What'd you do?
I was like, well...
You lit the clit with the tampon in?
Hold on. Maybe. But I was like, yo, why don't you just get in the shower and I'm coming there with you? And since we like scissoring anyway, you know what I'm saying? I got on my back. I'm in the shower. Bitch, my braids was fucked up. I got on my back. She got on top of me and I ain't see nothing running down.
Bruh, you are not 12. Your period doesn't stop when you get in the shower like a lot of us like to think.
Listen, if I can't smell it, I'm good. If
you know what?
Like,
you know
if
what
it that, smells like quarters in the room and quarters fill up, I'm not fucking.
You know, I'm done. Do you know what that's equivalent? You know what that's equivalent to for real, for real?
What? You want to put a towel down?
No, you sucking a German Shepherd's dick. That's what it's equivalent
to. It is not, bro.
It's equivalent to you stuffing salmon in your pussy. You may as well take your ass to Dubai since
for those
you're out
of
here
y'all
eating.
Don't know what she's talking about. Nina Kay said that on the last episode.
Nina Kay said that on the last episode.
I don't really see the big deal. And honestly, there was that Vice article we did for Vanilla Shit, basically where they were fucking on their period and there was blood everywhere. And I'm not saying that happened, but I'm not that far. Look, it was good, okay? That's all I'm saying. And
right.
I'll do it again.
All right.
It was just wetness.
All right. That's disgusting.
The consistency, it doesn't bother me. Spit, blood, fuck.
You nasty as fuck.
Yo, niggas is fucking bitches on their period. Do you?
If you guys hear...
I almost pointed at Savoy, but never mind.
Savoy not eating no pussy.
Chris, you fucking...
He eating bussy. You don't eat bussy?
No.
Yo, she was my girl. I can't fuck her on her period?
Oh, okay. Well, guys, if you know, we talking to the room full of people, but we going to go ahead and be right back because...
Our guests are here.
Be right back. Hey.
Welcome back.
We're back. Niggas are going to nig, which is why we're back, because motherfuckers is on CP time at all times. And I thought that we kind of fixed this problem in 2018, but now we have to change it. So we did tell them to be here, like, what, the Natal
Go? You know, I just want to say that I know... that you do white movies.
Okay.
And I want to know what time they require your black ass to be there.
That's I've done white movies.
Like, he fucking shot with Adele. Adele, you wasn't late for Adele.
Nah.
Oh.
We a whole white person together and you couldn't be on time for us?
They sent the car. They sent the car.
You know what? You need to step it up and I'm going to tell you why. You only the second actor we had. The first one was Rotimi and he was pissing on bitches. So you better come.
But Rotimi came on time. But
on time, correct.
He was on. Thanks, Savoy.
He was in power. He wasn't in
the
wire.
He came on time, ready.
Wow, okay. That's true.
You're not going to be shaded.
Don't be shaded.
I'm just saying, like, you talking about, like, oh.
Because you know what? Speaking of shade,
wait a second.
Your messy motherfucking ass. I was going to welcome
real quick, before you do this, before we do this.
Shout out to Ro, yo.
Before we do this, I guess we should let these motherfuckers know what male voices they they're listening to.
Damn. Y'all don't even get it.
It's the meanest she's been to me in like 7 months.
That's the black side coming out. Okay, I see.
It's because my hair braided. Yo, I've been talking mad spicy to people at work, and I'm like,
split it between the two. You don't be pussy.
She don't be drinking.
I can't. I'll gag really hard.
Whoa.
Now you gotta gag reflex.
Right now,
you know I don't drink on a mic like that. I don't want to get dumb.
Okay, so let's pause. Let's work on not talking over each other this episode. So I do want to sit here and say,
Mouse don't know how to do that.
No,
you got clear nail polish on, nigga.
You ask me every time, son. Come on, like leave me alone.
Let him get a manicure. So guys, if y'all haven't noticed, we have Mouse Jones in the building, and late ass light skin ass Mac Wilds. Y'all been wanting Mac Wilds on the show, so we finally got him in, and of course we got him next to his goddamn.
Now
friend.
I want to welcome you to LSM, but I see you already come with the spice for niggas.
Go ahead.
You got to be very specific. We have deals here.
I'm looking at you, and
who's
I'm talking
you?
To you.
Who are you talking
you,
to?
You, Mousy.
Hold on, dog. Because since you want to talk like you from New York, I'm talking like I'm from Florida. Hold on, though, with that fuck shit, bro. Hold on with that fuck shit, bro.
How you start your first loudspeaker episode being spicy with everything?
First of all, shout out to the Clubhouse. Shout out to the Clubhouse podcast. With Mouse Jones.
How you come for everybody on your first episode?
I didn't come at...
He didn't come for the people who were there, just the new people.
Wow.
Why, though?
Because he didn't come for nobody.
You came for everybody.
Yeah, nigga. All right, all I said was...
What'd you say?
All right, never mind. I already got a text message from the dean.
I knew it.
I ain't been here for a month, and I'm already getting text. We play nice with others. All right. Listen, like, all I did was talk about the rollouts. Like, I thought, like everybody else thought, that we were the only new show signed. And then you find out, like, 2 hours before we announce... No, we already announced. We found out two hours.
Oh, yeah, y'all got announced with like 5 different people.
Come on, man.
Wow. We were the only ones with the special mid-year rollout. We came on. We was rolling out.
And, I mean, we were the only rollout, too, because did you know any of the mother shows? I didn't think so.
Ooh.
Yo, dude,
my bad.
On you at the Christmas party.
Why you want to swing on me for?
I just want to see
because the rollout was bad?
Because you messed up.
How was y'all rollout?
Oh, we was late.
Day one. Amazing.
Day one. We had a nice little rollout.
We had like an episode in a bag. We was like, nah, bitch, we coming with the spice.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, my rollout was some fire. We came with the fire.
Okay, listen. Anyways, y'all know every episode, what we like to do is we like to kind of break the ice with our guests, but we not really finna break it. We finna ask them their price.
Well,
let
me tell you, this is a game that I was playing with Nina and Low Key, but I wanted to make it a little bit different.
I gotta stop having Low up here talking about sex, son.
Listen.
On my mother. On my mother. I love Low. Like, and I don't care.
He was asking questions.
I love Low Key with all my heart. That's my guy.
Cheers.
I know it is.
But.
Cheers.
Like, I mean, hearing him talk about sex was so boring.
How was he boring?
I was like, yo, son, my dad was listening. I was like, what?
You got some nerve.
Like, dead ass, when he was talking about sex, I was like, I'm looking at him like, nigga, you ain't even about that. Shut up.
Wow. I think it's because you know him.
Like, yeah.
But you know what? Y'all, men really don't be knowing their friends. Like, when... If Lo likes it in the ass, like with a thumb, or likes his ass licked, y'all not gonna know. Yeah, but y'all not gonna know.
That.
But that's what I'm saying. Y'all not gonna know that.
Wait.
Do you know everything that Mac likes in the bedroom?
Unfortunately,
probably.
Oh, you do.
Well, we have a new podcast, Guys Next Door. Shout out to Anchor.
That's why I was your third guest.
You were.
No, you are first guest.
By the way, they have a rule that I really like, and I kind of wanted to do it for this episode.
What's the rule?
So when I came in there,
what's the rule?
They were like,
I don't like how y'all look to me. What's
why don't y'all tell Mac, tell her about the rule.
So basically, one of the rules that we have on our podcast is the phone rule. If anybody's phone rings while we're doing the podcast.
Don't put your phone down. Don't put it on airplane mode.
That's fine. What's the rule?
The rule is if somebody's phone rings, you have to answer it. And they become a podcast.
That's fine. Them niggas don't be calling my phone. They know better.
Okay. Now you know my mama whole ass called.
Yeah.
Shout out to Mama Weezy.
I'm waiting for her.
That was my second time talking to my baby.
Texts me and then says, what did he look like?
That's funny.
Shout out to Mama.
That's funny. Yeah,
that's,
I ain't worried.
That's me and Mama.
I ain't worried about nobody.
I ain't worried about nobody calling.
But we're gonna go ahead and I guess in this motherfucking
Weezy, if you came home and see me with your mother, would you be upset?
Here we go.
Yeah, you'd be the first black man she ever been with a black ass. My mom has been trying to get the bag for years. 67 of them. She was like, well, these niggas playing.
Jesus Christ.
All right, the game is 48,000 or 48 months in jail.
Okay.
First one.
Oh, you, 40, you on, capped 48, him? You only capped, you capped him at 48? That's like fucking...
48 and 48. Okay. 48,000 or 48 months in jail. That's 2 years, bitch.
So we calling this first 48?
Yeah.
First 48.
I like that.
So,
I like that. That's nice.
DP with you, Mouse, and 40, Betty 40, White.
Give me 40 years in jail.
Wait, so y'all
48 months, nine. 2 years. So it's,
you give me 40 years.
Hold on. I didn't say y'all have to fuck each other.
Oh.
Y'all have 48? To DP Betty White.
Double penetration.
Nah, that means my dick gonna be out. Mac dick gonna be out?
Yes.
Give me 48 hours in jail.
48 months.
Give me 48 months, 48 years, 48 days, 48. I'm taking the 48.
Y'all wouldn't do, y'all wouldn't do a train together?
No, I don't do trains. I told y'all this on our last show. Oh, I don't, right. I don't do that.
You doing it?
No, he don't want his dick out.
Nah, nigga, you too pretty for jail.
I might do it.
Why not?
Are you attracted to me?
No. No thanks.
Be safe though.
All free right. tax store, you already know. Free
you
tax
already know. You already know.
Second, for $48,000 or 48 months in jail.
Would oh, wait, there was price on
it? Yeah, I'll take the bread.
$48,000.
Yes.
You don't have to split it.
I got
to
split it. Wait, 48 a piece?
Yeah.
Nah, son, I'm not gonna be.
Oh, now you gay for pay?
Nah, I said, like, that means all dick gonna be out in the room, son.
I'm fucking with you. Drink a cup of your own cum for $48,000 or 48 months
in jail. Going to
here go the thing. I ain't gonna hold you. I ain't gonna hold you, right?
You done tasted your own cum.
I've not, but women be telling me my shit be tasting mad good. Shout out to Essential Water and Ginger Ale. But I'm like,
Ginger Ale? Ginger Ale?
Like, Ginger Ale is the only thing I like. That's the only thing.
Maybe it's because you don't drink or smoke, though. That could be it.
Yeah, so I'm like, but nah, son, give me 48. Give me 48 months in jail.
You're not gonna drink
your own cum? Y'all going to jail for 2 years and you wouldn't.
I'm going to jail.
You wouldn't drink this much cum.
If I'm in Rikers for 2 years, I'm fine.
They don't be coming this much. They don't be coming this much.
What if they did? You wouldn't drink this much cum. That's a lot of cum. You wanna go to jail for 2 years and possibly drink another nigga?
What do you mean? We're in jail, nigga. They ain't prison. We ain't in feds.
Wait a minute.
What's regular jail in prison? Like, there's a difference?
Two completely
different things. Niggas ain't getting raped in jail.
Oh, like GP?
If you go to prison, maybe, but niggas ain't got no... come home time. Yeah.
You niggas listen, getting football numbers.
And yeah, like if you send they me the Rikers for 2 years, I'm a'ight, son. Okay. Like a nigga be like, oh, you my, yeah, what's good? Like cool, we man. Good in Rikers, you know. Shout out to
Noodles and Noodles. I get my commissary right. We good.
And I'm already nice with the Jack Mac, so I'm gonna be out there chefing like it's
you
fucking.
You put everybody's coming this fucking. I'm not going to chill for no 2 years, bitch. I'm not going for 2 months.
You also sip cum on a regular.
Yeah, it's different.
I don't sip it on a regular.
Right, you, yeah, bro. You probably. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm lucky. Yeah,
you definitely sip it, bro.
Yo, would you put in your green juice
for protein?
Yeah.
Whose is it?
Wow.
Mac Wilds.
Nah, I don't know what it tastes like. 24/7s. I'm drinking his cum. I drink it every time, anyway.
All right, come on.
So, all right, last one. Would you 48,000 or 48 months in jail? Leaked sex tape of the last time you had sex.
Oh, I'm definitely
give
selling
me 48 beads, man. Yeah,
it was good.
I'm selling it. What?
The last time you had sex was good.
And I'm gonna need a nice contract too.
What made it so good? Go ahead, explain. What made it so good?
It was more than sex. And it was just that I feel like morning sex is always the best.
It's Monday
sex.
Morning,
yo.
Because you know why? The pussy marinates.
It marinates. I've been asleep, so my dick don't go down. It's just like it's just. I was in there like Mr. Marcus. I felt like a fucking porn star.
Was it this
bro.
Morning?
Yeah, when you fucking the morning, son, and you still got the morning wood.
I was gonna say, let's smell it,
son. Like you could even.
You see what I'm saying? Like that, you doing
morning
shit,
would hold it down,
shit,
son.
You doing shit you not even used to doing at night because you want some like, oh,
you
I
ready
got,
to go to sleep.
I got extra time yeah, right yeah, now. Yeah. It's crazy.
Oh no, I ain't got.
I'm the only one who feels different.
But
about
I do like it in the morning.
Listen,
nah,
I have to be late. I got to be worked late.
Nah, I have a real job.
Car service be outside. Car service gotta wait.
I get up early for tick. I get up at 6:45 for work. Right, I work at 8:30. I've put my alarm on at 6 and be like, oh, wow, I didn't mean for it to go off, but, you know. And I do the, like, booty press.
Yep.
Yeah. Just
did that work with you? Because you really got a lot of ass.
Yeah, it does. Oh. I got good pussy, so it compensates.
Boom. Fair.
Warm.
Boom.
Fat bitch pussy.
Just saying.
It's warm.
Nah,
it's
I'm like not selling my last sex tape.
Cause I got a girlfriend, so I don't want.
That's cute. One of the things y'all do on your show, we do kink of the week, right? Where we tell people about a new kink, but y'all do a TI word of the day. What is that? What is that shit? Tell us.
No,
so the TI word day comes because like me and Mac will be talking, and because we have to speak in like different arenas,
we are very verbose.
Right. See, and there goes the TI word of the day: verbose.
Yeah.
So.
Sounded like you did 48 months.
We noticed that in conversation, we'd be like, oh shit, like, why, nigga, why are you, it's 10 o'clock. Why did you just use that word just now? Like, it's a
pulling out $50 word for no reason.
So we just was like, niggas, you TI.
What was one of the last TI words today y'all did?
Man.
It was me, wasn't it?
I think it was you. I forgot. We got
it was towards the end of the episode.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck.
I liked it though. TI do use some big words.
He do.
When he said boot licking, I was like, oh.
Boot licking? Yo, see, that's
he
what
just
threw
it. It's a
Florida,
word you don't hear a lot.
You
got
to throw Florida out, son.
That's true.
Why?
You got to throw Florida out.
It wasn't, that's not a big word.
First it's flued out, then it's boot licked. Boot licked? You was impressed by boot licked?
It's a verb that we don't
young,
use
wait,
a lot.
Okay. Young Miami.
No, fuck
I love
that.
You.
Did you see how she tried to save herself?
Nah, it wasn't
joke?
No saving herself.
Nah, she tried
she
to
fired,
save herself.
Nah, it was fire.
She tried
the
to save herself.
The way she fixed that shit was fire.
She tried and it
my shorty
failed.
Was like, first
she
of
said,
all.
She said there's a difference between flued out and flown out. When you flued out, that's like
you're a, bad,
you a
bitch.
Bad bitch. But when you flown out, that's
you're
that,
a proper bitch.
That's that enjoy.
You, that's, she said that's
safe,
a proper
love
bitch.
And joy.
Did y'all hear,
I'm a good
we're talking
love
about City
joy.
Girls, by the way. What's her name?
Shout out to Young Miami.
Not JT, Young Miami.
Free
did
JT.
Y'all hear what she said? She lost her virginity at 13 in the third grade?
No. So I listened back to it a couple times. I feel like
she said 15 in the fifth.
She lost her virginity at 13. But she met the nigga she lost her virginity to in the fifth grade. She said we were in the fifth grade. Like, they met in the fifth grade.
Got it.
And she fucked him at 13. 13 is middle school.
It's also Florida, so I can see if 13 years old in fifth grade.
Don't do this.
Well,
y'all might be the smartest women I've met from Florida. Young Miami, she always got a special place in my heart. You know what I mean? When we was out in, what was that, the BT Awards?
Yes,
you know, she came on I'll Apologize Later, had a nice little...
Oh, she
little, did? Gave mm-hmm. a nice little foot
did
massage.
Did you guys do a lot of, like, constant edits? I gave it
a foot massage.
Did you slow down your talking for her?
Nah, I looked her dead in her eyes and talked a lot with my tongue while I was massaging her feet.
Okay, nigga.
But that was before I had a girlfriend.
This is old
mouse.
Yo, didn't we call your last girlfriend on air?
Wasn't my
Wait,
girlfriend.
Is this a
Let's
girlfriend?
Call this one. I just want to ask her if...
Because that last girlfriend we called was like, nah, nigga, you in the doghouse.
Damn.
That wasn't
Damn,
my girlfriend.
Son. I mean,
damn, son, where'd you find that?
Yo, oh, shit. Matt, can we call, it, can we call morning sex?
No, you can't.
Bro, stop improvising. See, this is why we need to stick to the script. So anyways, guys,
I want to stick to the script, bitch. I want to know.
First
yo, no, me, you got
to
talk, man.
That's fine.
Me,
I don't give
oh,
a
hold
rat.
Hold on, hold on.
What's the smoke?
Now listen. Now, a few weeks ago, y'all posted on y'all little page or whatever. Oh, who's off? Who y'all want to see come back? In an overwhelming amount of people said Mouse Jones. They ain't say
Mouse Jones.
They ain't say the white. They ain't say no white people.
Mouse Jones.
They said that, and then they was like, "Oh, we also want to see Wax. Wax and Mouse need an episode."
Yeah,
Wax
but guess
and,
what? Is this nigga? Is this nigga Wax?
Can I talk?
Wow.
Can I talk, please? Can I talk on this podcast?
Talk. Dead,
I thought the podcast was for talking.
Apparently, he thinks this is the clubhouse.
No, it's a place where people have conversation, right?
It is.
And if you have a bone to pick, why would you not
There's
speak
no
to the person?
To pick.
Now, I have the bone.
What's your bone, nigga?
I'm trying to pick it.
Go ahead and pick your bone.
So
with me. Go ahead.
All right.
On my show.
Okay.
Yes. Let's go.
All right. You ready?
Yes.
I love
okay.
It.
Now, like I was saying,
I love
they
it.
Said my name. Overwhelmed. It was like 50, 60. It got to the hundreds.
Go
count
ahead.
It back.
Go ahead.
Run the numbers back. This is not a Florida election. The numbers are real.
Wow.
Go, nigga. Go.
Now, God, I seen damn. That. Then they also wanted to see an episode with me and my brother Wax. Shout out to Wax.
Shout out to Wax.
So we like, I bet Wax and me. I'm like, oh, let's do it. We had Weezy. We like, Weezy, yo, make that shit happen. She was like, all right, I'm going to talk to me and see what happened.
Mm-hmm.
the scoff. Mm-hmm. I'm
waiting to see where this is going.
To address on the timeline that you would believe that caucasity. That might be another T.I.
Okay, that might be.
Go ahead.
Oh, Jesus.
The fact that you said, ma'am, can you focus on me? Can you focus on me? Now, you said on the timeline, in front of the world to see, you was like, from the page, you was like, I don't think that conversation would be productive. It would be unproductive.
With what?
You said, you didn't say that though. You made it sound like me and Wack, like I would be
the ignorance? Absolutely.
Where's the ignorance? Oh, because we differ in opinion?
Absolutely, I'm not going to lie. No, that's fine that y'all have your
opinion. No, you and I could differ in opinion.
But guess what? Uh-huh. There was a great episode on the Clubhouse with Weezy, you, and Matt, and Wax. So if anyone wants to hear that conversation, they can go right on over to He-Man Woman Haters Club and listen. But me on my show...
Y'all have a show. Isn't that collaborative?
Yeah, it is. And so when I say I'm enjoying Mac here, let's have a conversation and do what we're doing with you and Mac, because there's no reason to be bringing up Wax right now, because guess what?
Yeah,
He's not here. And you picked it, and I heard you, but there won't be a Mouse and Wax episode. Thank you.
Oh, Lord.
So,
Weezy, you don't get no saying? Never mind.
That's fine.
I ain't gonna start.
I'm just shitless from Flagrant still. So I'm just.
Listen, Weezy is a bully, and that bully should just don't be working over.
Why am I a bully?
I didn't mean Weezy. I'm so sorry. Y'all have fun.
Here we go.
Mandy, you a bully.
But I'm not even a bully. I'm sitting here trying to make my show go and us go with the great outline that we have for y'all. And you just want to say,
I would be fake if I didn't address it, because I felt the way.
That's fine.
I did say
that it probably would, because we got a ton of feedback when Wax came on the show that it didn't fit a lot of our listeners. While he is funny, he is great, the ignorance levels of what was spewed, and when people listen to us to be educated, I don't feel like that helps
hold on. I don't want to shit on Wax.
No, Wax is great. I talk to Wax. I have Wax's number.
I know.
And
Wax
is funny.
I just said he's funny.
We didn't bring him on to be a doctor or an educator.
Okay.
Right.
So, like,
of course not.
We know what we're getting. We know this nigga stupid too. We knew what this was going to be.
We mean too. That was too old?
Stop.
Oh, too old?
Yeah, it was. Stop.
Jesus Christ.
That's all. Oh, okay. I see what's happening.
You're trying not to get kicked off the show.
Okay, that's what's going on.
Please.
Man, you got to kick your ass off the show. Ding, ding.
Both members on that shit. Mm-hmm. Bank account 50-50. Mm-hmm. Right.
Anyways, we're going to go ahead and get into our kick of the week. My God.
That was fun, though.
My God.
I ain't going to lie. I like seeing you get chewed out, bitch.
Jesus.
He did not chew me out.
I was happy with the
chew. Don't play yourself.
First off, you did not the fuck chew me out. You picked your little bone, said your feelings was hurt. And we got past
it. It's all right. Sometimes you can lose. Sometimes you can win.
Cool. I was just excited.
That's cool that your feelings was hurt. Anyways, we're going to go ahead and get into our kick of the week. And every week what we do is we bring up a kick where we try to educate.
It ain't been this tense since the therapy was in this bitch.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm.
Might need a back. Some things are left unpacked, ma'am.
How am I getting through this? I really don't.
Go ahead.
Jesus Christ. I'm already mad because y'all was over an hour late, so let me get to this.
Come on. You know we love you. Stop it.
No more DM sliding. But the kick of the week for this girl.
Wait, hold on. First of all.
What?
I'm just fucking with you, girl.
I know, right?
Oh, y'all fucking? I ain't know.
Jesus Christ.
There goes the alley with the verbal shit now.
Jesus Christ.
Listen.
Add shit for the next therapy episode. Just keep it going. Just keep on adding shit that this therapist got to unpack with y'all fucking asses.
Now, you implied that she was fucking with him.
No. When you said that, how did that make you feel?
Yo, shut up.
I was so pissed off, you know what I'm saying?
Shut up. Anyways, we're going to get into the kink of the week. The kink of the week for this week, guys, is endotophilia. There's a word. There's a T.I. word of the day.
Jesus.
It's endotophilia. It is clothed sex. So the affinity for sex while fully or partially clothed. You can enjoy this kink while lifting your skirt or dress so your man penetrates you. Pushing underwear to the side can also be a form of this fetish.
Okay.
Also fucking through boxers.
Oh, so what is it called?
Endotophilia.
I've been doing that.
I was about to say,
I've been doing that shit. And now I feel like I've been being kink shamed all these years because I was doing that shit.
But do you do it because you enjoy the feeling of the boxers?
No,
why do guys fuck with boxers on?
Because I got shit to do. It's like a second form of protection.
It's like
I keep my feelings enclosed.
Oh my
Wait,
Jesus.
Get the fuck.
Oh my God.
Why do guys fuck with boxers outside of you being in a rush? Because you're in a rush. Why do you fuck with boxers on? Because
a lot of times, the only time I would really have sex with boxers on, honestly, is because the opportunity to get caught doing something. So you got to be able to get.
Do you put your dick through the hole or you pull them down?
No, they through the hole.
But do all boxers have holes?
The ones I wear. Shout out to Hanes.
I'm turned on by like when I have like my panties like to the side and like a dick goes in and then they try to take them off. I'm like, nah, leave that shit. I don't even wear panties.
I like that shit.
I don't have panties to pull to the side.
You don't wear panties at all?
Ever.
Okay, can we talk about pH balance?
Oh no, my pH is cool. My pH balance is cool. My pussy be breathing.
Give me the stick.
I let my pussy breathe.
You didn't bring the pH. You didn't bring the stick.
I didn't bring it. Hold on, wait.
What?
I'm gonna check you.
Never?
I don't have panties on now. No.
But what about with jeans?
You ain't got panties on right now? Show Mac Wiles right now.
Shut the fuck up.
Show Mac Wiles right now.
Why did he say the full name? Right. Why he had to give you first name, last name? Chill. Nah. Shit.
From the Adele video?
I mean,
you talking about Michael Lee? You talking about little Michael Lee?
Yeah. That's him.
The one that shot Snoop.
Yeah, that's him.
You look good, girl.
You look good, girl.
I hate y'all. Nah, but I mean, I don't know. So I don't really ever have anything to pull off. And I don't like fucking with clothes at all. Like,
lingerie.
Normally they tear that off. Like, I only wear it to look pretty. I don't ever fucking lingerie.
Have you ever heard like complaint? Like, bitch,
never.
There was lint in the pussy.
No, because
if you ain't wearing no panties.
Okay, when I wear leggings without panties, like in a wipe, I see like a little.
Thank you.
The black lint, but I mean, I'm not fucking straight. Like, I mean, I've never had an issue. No, never, ever, ever, ever.
Okay.
I never really free ball like that because I don't want to feel the like the rubbing in my jeans.
No, and I mean, I don't know. I just don't have a problem. I don't know.
I need cotton
panties.
Because that.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like, in certain panties that I have worn, it agitates me more to wear midday. Anytime
I'm
I do
already,
wear panties, I take my panties on midday.
I'm already annoyed at having
I be taking my panties
having a pussy.
Jesus Christ. Having a pussy is so annoying.
Having a pussy is
so
mad
much
fucking work.
Say,
you got to keep it. You got
to
keep it not
having a vagina?
Nah, it's just
you know who takes care of their pussy very well? Legendary hoes. Which is our horrible decision. I want to get into this with y'all.
Good job, Lord.
I was going to.
Great one.
Look at you. You learning.
Jeez, I like that.
I'm 2 years later.
I guess you're trying to keep your spot. Keep your spot, Weezy. Don't lie.
Who is he? Did we sign up for this? Who is he? Holy fuck. Get him out of here.
Fucking ignorance.
So the girl that I had period sex with actually came up with this.
Whoa.
You really bringing this nasty shit up again?
I don't have a name for it.
She's having
to
smell like
corn. So we'll just call her Flo.
We call her Flo. Auntie.
Pussy was good.
Flo.
I believe it.
Anyway, so me and her were in the car. And we started talking about Cardi B. And she said, do you think she's legendary? Like, you think she's a legendary hoe? And I'm like, nah.
Hoes don't get cold.
But
that's all her, bro.
She ain't a legendary. That doesn't mean she's legendary. And she's
y'all
not
even
list.
Really hoes.
So what
is the criteria?
Here's the names I have.
She
and then I
list.
Want y'all to jump in and like after I'm done with this list, and you tell me who I've missed or who shouldn't be on this list.
I see one you missed. Okay, so go ahead with the list.
I've got Lil' Kim, Mary Magdalene, Malaya. The stripper, Drake's chick, right?
I don't think she should be on there. No.
Can you let her go?
Anna Nicole
said,
Smith.
Jump in if you think.
She said,
when it's over.
She told us when it's over.
All right, I'm listening.
Anna Nicole Smith.
Okay.
Amber Rose.
Okay.
Tip from Miami.
No, I don't. I wouldn't put her on there either.
Y'all wildin'.
She said at the end.
Ali Yeo. They don't know her.
Actually, I do. I have Google.
I'm with Ali.
Very much. And I have MySpace. Thank you very much.
Oh,
right?
MySpace.
Ali is legendary for that fucking
MySpace.
Putting that shit on a blog.
You're right. MySpace.
Jenna Jameson.
She's a porn star. You can't count her.
No,
she's the first one who ever like directed and did. Nah.
Porn stars are hoes.
I can't act like we can't put her in a lane.
Okay.
And Corinne Stephens.
You left out.
Shouldn't be in there?
She should. She's the absolute legendary.
Right. Who shouldn't be in that list?
I don't think Malaya should be on there. Malaya should not be on there just because she's a stripper. She's held. You don't know
Malaya
her to be a hoe.
Earned her spot.
I don't know her to be a hoe.
That's what I'm saying.
She's
definitely
sexy. I wouldn't put her as a legendary hoe.
She was fucking Ross. She was fucking.
Right.
She was fucking some other rapper. Like,
that's
nah.
Drake. I don't know if it's... That's what I'm saying.
And she made a lot of comments about being one of the bigger, thicker, like the first, like, out there, big.
Hold on, that's what I'm saying. You got to... Hold on, we're really talking about legendary status.
He makes a great point. What is her legendary hoe moment?
Good point.
She has legendary hoe aesthetic.
I think her body type, for me, I've heard her talk about it and stuff, so I thought her body type being the first, like, super thick, well-known stripper.
No.
No. Then who is?
All those strippers are hoes.
Then who is?
All those strippers are hoes.
I'm
saying, if we're talking about legendary,
Buffy the Body, for sure. I thought she was a video girl. She was a stripper,
that's
too.
That's porn.
I didn't know she was a stripper. Okay.
Listen, she was on Uncut. That's porn.
Yep.
Yeah.
Pretty much. I know I used it when I was a kid.
Say there's two girls in my mind that you left off of there.
Okay.
I would say Drea, because she used the nigga who she fucked.
It got deleted.
200%. She claims
she
it got deleted.
It got deleted.
But it's she's a legendary hoe because she's one, to me, who turned...
The money?
It into a fucking...
That's what I'm saying. Hold on. So I'm, my question is, when you are we when we talk about legendary hoes, are we talking about hoes who do legendary things or somebody who has reached legendary hoe status?
Like listen, for example, status. Right? Legendary there's bitches out there stripping every day, but are they as well known as
Malaya knows them.
Or Black China? Actually, I forgot about her.
You definitely forgot about her. Yes. She's
she
on that
she's nowhere near Corinne Stephens.
No way.
She's,
okay, well,
Corinne Stephens fucked
but
Eddie
Winslow. Real quick,
she got Tyga Money for Life and fucking Kardashian for Life.
Yeah, Black China's above Superhead.
No, you're wild.
Well, hold on, she didn't write a book.
You're wild. She didn't give a 2 hour. She didn't give a head for 4 hours to
her
nose blood.
She was fucking Drake.
She really did.
And then ended up getting cuffed by Tyga, who was in the same fucking crew, had
it's
his
Tyga,
baby,
though.
But then went and fucked. She got wife. Her baby's friend, stepbrother, sister.
No, what it was
is
that's what I'm saying.
Legos.
She definitely is legendary. She got her stripes. To put her up against Corinne Stephens.
That's come on. Corinne Stephens is the number one seed.
I agree with you. She's
it's
a fucking
like, that's the number one seed. She's y'all from my y'all from Florida.
Michael
she's
Jordan
the U.
She's the U, bro.
She's the U.
Can I be honest? This is where I'm looking at it. So if we sit here and compare Superhead to Black China, if we're doing that.
Yes.
I'm looking at legendary the same way I brought up Drea to motherfucking
like
coins.
But how did Corinne not make coins?
Corinne
she was
made mad coins.
Didn't she excel that
but
video?
But now where she's at?
The video.
But
her money
though.
Now.
Three books.
I don't know if her money now is
nah,
even touching.
Nah, my nigga, she
don't
can't
you
all these hoes.
You can't count.
Hold on,
that's
so I'm going to
that. But that's
it's
just
not
coin.
Necessarily
bro,
what
bro,
they make
bro.
Now or what they have now.
Jesus.
Have y'all ever fucked like in the same
room? No, we've never fucked.
Wow.
Why does everybody
ever.
Think that?
We've never fucked.
Yo, that
is pretensions.
Yeah, y'all should probably fuck on the podcast.
It's palpable.
Now, on my podcast, The Clubhouse, if y'all listen to episode one, you know I discussed podcast porn.
Yeah.
It's something I'm looking
y'all.
To get into.
I heard y'all. I caught it up after you was messy.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm trying to get
and
into that.
And I was
that.
Snoozing.
Yeah.
Are you trying to shoot something?
That.
I mean, I'm a great director. If you.
No,
I mean,
we just want to hear you moan. I just want to hear Mac Wiles moan.
No.
You don't moan? Wait, are you quiet and during fucking?
I might.
Hold on. Are you a talker?
My lawyer said I can't speak. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. My lawyer said.
Are you going to shut your ass up?
We're not talking about that. That's not what we're here to talk about.
Listen. Just tell me this. Do you formulate sentences or you just answer the questions? Do you be like yes or no or do you be like that pussy's blah, blah, blah?
My lawyer said I plead the fifth. I have to plead the fifth.
You're acting like a real bottom right now. That's what the fuck you're acting like.
Don't do that.
You're acting like a real fucking bottom.
Don't run into that one, nigga. Don't just laugh it off. Just laugh it off.
That pussy got some power. Stop.
Just laugh it off. Laugh it off. Laugh it off.
All right.
We got white people money to make. Laugh that shit off. Laugh that shit off.
Woo!
You heard me on Brittany. I was talking about fucking Will Chamberlain. You don't fucking fight the. Don't fight the bussy.
Yeah.
You don't fight the bussy. You're going to lose some checks.
Okay, so back on track. Mm-hmm. And we're going to get off of Corinne Stephens. The other person that I feel like you left out of there, and of course I'm looking at coins, is Evelyn Lozada from Basketball Wives. Nigga, she fucked her entire lifestyle, bro.
Oh, so everybody in this room is saying no.
No.
Nah. I'm like, that's not a hoe. She was fucking with intention.
Hold on, there's a difference.
She was in whole relationships with these
niggas.
But this is my thing. Hoes fuck with intentions.
No, I feel
she
you.
She fucks with intention.
But she had relationships
like,
with these.
Look, there's
because
a difference
of
between,
who they are and their money.
There's a difference between fucking, there's a difference between, I guess, being a hoe and mm-hmm. being a finesser.
She's a good
she's
finesser.
That's a clean-ass finesse.
I feel like all, I think hoes finesse.
No.
Hoes can finesse.
They can finesse. It's not
but
mutually
usually
exclusive.
They don't.
But I wouldn't think of her as legendary.
That's what I'm
not
saying.
A hoe. And if she is a hoe,
I think even if we do call her a hoe,
yes,
it's not legendary. Drea, I'll give you.
Drea,
but
I have,
but
to,
I have to take it back because it got deleted. She's the only woman whose wholeness
so
got deleted.
So, do you guys believe that a good wholeness can be deleted?
You have to move to Atlanta.
Wow. Now, you know who's my favorite hoe on this list? Because I love that show. Fucking Anna Nicole Smith, bro.
Oh, yeah,
Anna
she was one of
the stars. To me, she was that not Vanessa? She finessed the old man out of her money.
She was doing porn, she was a hoe.
She was a hoe. She just came back to that old man.
She was hot at whole show. She was a hoe.
That was the legend. Like, that was the pinnacle of hoeness. It was on some, like, I've been such a hoe my entire life. Now, I'm gonna show you how much I'm a hoe and finesse.
She will.
I'm gonna show you how to do this, hoe.
Till he died. I mean, she collected all them coins.
Collected.
Yeah, listen, here's the thing.
Came up.
Who else was gonna get it?
Somebody was gonna get it.
It's because I like black.
It would have went to liberty.
Listen, if you know you had to get married to a man on an oxygen tank for what, 90 days, you not finna do it?
They was only married for 90 days.
Let me see how long.
Would you suck a nigga's dick on his oxygen tank, like in a wheelchair?
Dying nigga dick?
Would you suck a dying nigga dick?
A D&D?
Would you?
For like a good deed?
Are we doing 48,000?
Wait. Yes, for a good deed. This is a dying declaration.
I think I can do it.
Weezy, you know technically we're dying every day.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Hold on, listen. I'm just saying.
And technically, Weezy, you owe me.
Oh.
You owe dough.
Talk about it.
Bro, it's interest.
Let's talk about it.
It's interest.
Hold on, listen. I feel like there's interest.
There's interest.
We talked about this on the podcast.
Interest has
a crew. She's fucking black guys now.
Interest has a crew.
What's your girlfriend look like?
No, you can't have
it. She like threesomes.
Well, then this ain't worth it.
You got to hold that off till we break up.
Jesus Christ.
I will say this. Like, if I knew that someone, and I think it came from doing that episode with the disabled girl, right, and finding out that, like, people, like, that can't use their hands get jerked off. Like, somebody has to volunteer for that. I would do that for someone that, like, needed to come before they die.
Nah.
Wow. Oh, Lord, how you can... You find a way to jerk off.
What is this, the make-a-wish porn
version? Yeah, it is.
Like, this is...
That
wow,
actually
that's
a classic
horrible
line.
Decision.
So, I had this girl that was in a wheelchair on. She was fully able and, like, functional.
Yeah.
But we Googled...
That we talked about it already. Yeah, she they did. Lifted her up.
How'd she get
off
in?
The stairs.
They lifted her up.
Okay, good people.
Yeah. She was
really
fun. She was and beautiful. So she is not as more able-bodied than other people. But I read something that said that for people with no hands or that don't really have motor skills, there's a volunteer service where you
Lord.
Can help them masturbate.
That's, wow!
But you can't pay for it because it's illegal.
I was about to say, do you get paid for it? So you're a volunteer.
Now I'm saying, depending on what he looked like,
nah, bro,
I'll do a pity jerk. Why not a pity?
I'm
jerk?
I'm cutting my hands off. I'm cutting my hands off like tomorrow.
You better cut them off.
I got Charlie hose.
So here,
I got Charlie hose right now.
So here's my question to both of y'all, because you said your honies can't be deleted. Would either of y'all wife a hoe?
I probably have.
But with knowing, with no, yeah,
why not?
Like knowingly.
No, I'm joking. I've only
so
had,
like
I've
a
only
black
had two.
China
I'm, no,
or...
I'm too. I'm. First of all, I'm too selective. I've had two relationships my whole life. I'm in one of them right now.
And then the other one
you
was
remember
the girl
when
we
Mouse was saying that, she got to have this many bodies and blah blah blah.
Oh, you did say
yeah,
that.
I'm too. Yeah.
So you don't want a girl who's. What if she's just experienced and makes you come
yeah,
like really well?
Here goes the thing. For my own personal reasons, it's going to be very hard for me to deal with a woman that got a lot of bodies or more than I would like. This is me saying my preference.
What's
it's more
the number?
Than I would
Do you
like.
Have a number?
How old? If 35, 35.
30 or, years old. 30.
30 and under, 30. 10 is too much for me. Once you hit that 32, 33. Once you hit that 32, 33. I'm,
10 in one state?
I'm talking about
10 in the city.
Oh, Mandy, come on.
I'm also talking about wife in here. Like, you feel what I'm talking about? I'm talking about wife.
Right, but you're not going to know her body's in Florida if she's now living in New York.
Yeah,
if she got.
If first of all, she's from Florida.
About
she's
to say,
out, she's
don't
out
be deleted because she's out of the state lines.
Only
yeah,
if she moved
that's
from
like
another
saying
state.
If you use a condom, it don't count.
Only if she moved from another state to Atlanta.
Okay.
If she moves from Atlanta to another state, you can't delete it.
Why does it go away till when Atlanta? Because he
know,
just trying to be funny.
Atlanta, the Bermuda Triangle.
No, it ain't. It is not the Bermuda Triangle.
I like that.
Oh, get the fuck out of here.
I mean, friends, you got that. You go on Facebook right now. You gonna see? Yeah, I just.
I used to live in Atlanta.
Thinking, see,
I moved to Atlanta.
And I bet you that. How fast did you recalibrate that odometer?
Oh, I recalibrated when I moved to New York. I became a new person here.
Wow.
I didn't recalibrate.
I lived from Orlando
live
to Atlanta to Miami.
I didn't recalibrate.
Did you
for
live
like,
in Atlanta though?
No, so I'm saying like for any.
She recalibrated when she started dealing with white guys. Now she's back to black guys. So
no,
she's.
Well, you didn't have to recalibrate when you dealt with white guys. White guys love hoes.
They do.
White guys don't have no type of...
Is that a thing? You think?
They don't give a fuck.
They really don't.
Yo, they touch each other's dick.
So why do black guys care so much? Why?
Because
you're not about to embarrass us in this motherfucking social media
because
age.
We have toxic masculinity.
That's exactly.
First of all, white guys have toxic masculinity as well. It's just different.
Give me a second.
It is just as prevalent, just as dangerous as it is in the black community.
Preach.
It's just shown differently. They'll hate gay people. They will hate. They'll be transphobic. They'll be homophobic. All of that.
Mm-hmm.
But they'll punch each other in the dick. They'll grab each other's dick because this is my friend. I'm laughing. I'm joking.
I'll give you that.
But they'll still hate and want to kill and commit hate crimes against trans people, gay people. Niggas. We don't play none of that game.
We don't pander, bro.
We be like, yo, pause.
You pandering
right
now.
No, I'm saying toxic masculinity exists in both. I'm just saying it's not more dangerous in either community.
I think it's more dangerous than blacks.
That's bullshit.
Look at Moonlight, man.
I can't even say that.
What do you mean? Look at Moonlight. What do you mean?
I love Moonlight.
Look at Boys Don't Cry.
Okay. Fair.
Come on, boy. She did not think we were about to say boys don't cry on this podcast.
All right,
I feel like we are in a frat house right now.
Jesus fucking Christ.
First of all, I would never be in no frat house.
You seem very frattish.
Nah, I'm just making a great point. I would never join no frat, especially not no black frat that let white people in.
Wow.
You want to speak on it? I can't. I'm thinking.
I don't know who y'all talking about.
Wow.
We talking about the white cap as we know.
We talking about the two white people we've had on this podcast.
Yeah, had white people on this podcast?
Two.
That are in black Greek organizations?
Three. Yeah.
Oh, my Lord. I could never.
He grabbed the pearls.
I could never.
Yo, how do y'all feel about
and none of them could beat me.
How do y'all feel about Stormy?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Stormy
now
Daniels.
You're not finna do that.
Neither one.
We not. Just like she couldn't, we not with you either.
She could have won.
We're like saying, coming for y'all. You can't come for the
show. She can't come for me. She attacked me. And try to kick you off on the show.
Yo, get the... Why?
You know what? You are a pig and slob. Nigga, every time we, me and Mandy, no,
I can't.
You a pig and slob.
Somebody done shook the
Let
table.
Let it be a solo episode. He's like, damn, what they going through?
I'll be on that episode like, that sound like tension? Let me exploit this on the timeline.
Such a jerk.
Hey, but in real life, y'all know I love these two half of black women.
All right, bro.
Don't do that. We are black women. We are black women.
As one.
No, we are black women.
Together, they
yeah,
are
like
one.
Right now, y'all are
together,
one black
they're
woman.
One full
like
Nubian
Captain,
nugget.
Yeah, it's like yeah. Captain Planet.
Wow. Wow.
He's our hero. Sister soldier.
Yo, sister soldier. You are a dickhead.
Speaking of sister soldier, I just thought about
Jesus Zane. Christ.
Yeah, so.
Thank God after this episode, we will have
thank
Zane.
God a really good
Oh, y'all have Zane coming?
We're interviewing
we're
Zane.
We're planning
in Atlanta.
You going to be in Atlanta next weekend, right?
Yeah,
you coming as Ozo Talk?
Yeah, I'm coming as Ozo Talk, yeah. You try? Cause you be bullshit.
No,
boy.
Next
I'm
weekend
going.
Is next weekend
definitely
is
be bullshit.
It's Art Basel.
What day?
Art Basel is
it,
next.
Not on the 8th.
It is. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is.
That's the exact weekend of Art Basel.
I'm working Art Basel, so I gotta go.
Oh, so okay. We won't see you.
Wow, sis.
Oh, now she's sick.
Well, cause we black.
Oh, but 5 seconds.
I meant cisgender.
Yo, how do y'all feel about Stormy Daniels being considered legendary hoe?
I don't.
I don't think she's a porn star.
Well,
so yeah, she is. You just said
all
porn stars.
Ain't that a
first one that's ever called out a politician?
Ain't that a baby?
Stormy Daniels is who fucked Trump.
No.
She was one of the first
Trump.
That went out against.
Oh, I thought they talking about. I thought y'all was talking about the baby, son. I was about to wild out. I was about to leave.
Baby? Oh, Travis Scott.
I thought y'all talking about Travis Scott baby.
Bro.
Jesus Christ.
I was about to.
You gotta learn porn stars, bro.
I was nah. So all my kids, you know, I don't play like that.
Or just learn to listen.
You said Stormy Daniels. I heard Stormy.
She was getting there. She was getting there with the Trump thing.
Go ahead. Talk about it.
So Stormy Daniels, right? At first we don't think legendary just because like, okay, why? But she came out against an NDA, I mean, to speak out against someone that's
You know how big a hoe you got to be to say, fuck getting sued?
Yeah.
fuck litigation. Fuck this money.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
First of all, I ain't going to hold
Which is kind of some legendary shit because I'm sure mad bitches have signed NDAs.
Nah, it ain't legendary because it was low-hanging fruit. It was this nigga. You feel what I'm saying? It wasn't like you was going.
I'll say this.
There's low hanging fruit.
He's saying because everybody
hold
hates
I'll
him.
Say
it's
this.
Easy to
hold
do
on.
That.
I'll say this. I'll
Trump
say this.
Is a billionaire.
I'll say this. She's a hoe, and what she did. Sorry. We have to start with that.
She's a hoe.
And what she did, even though, like you said, it's low-hanging fruit, she alley-ooped it at such a perfect time that she just got a good slide into legendary hoe status. She's not the top legendary hoe by any means, but
she could
because she did what she did, I have to give her consideration. It's like the niggas, it's like the niggas who play ball.
Right.
Like, they play for the team. Right. They got a ring, but they was on the bench the whole season. You know what I mean?
I just feel like she's legendary. Now, Lil' Kim. Y'all remember when they had that rumor about her swallowing so much cum they had to pump it out? Why do we believe that?
I don't know why we believe that.
Because it's Lil' Kim.
First off, it's not. But I will say, wouldn't you consider maybe Faith Evans more of a hoe than Lil' Kim?
Yo, Faith Evans.
She's the legendary, bro.
Yo,
she's
that me
legendary.
Up,
son.
Oh,
that me up, son.
You might have to come on the clubhouse for that. Biggie straight up said on Brooklyn Finance, if Faith had twins, she'll probably have Tupac's.
Get it? Tupac's.
Thank you.
And then we're looking at her now.
She married
all the bad boys.
And then, and now she with fucking
Stevie. She married all the fire niggas off a bad boy.
Yeah, now she with Stevie.
You know Baby from Orlando? That used to date Ada?
Oh, yeah.
That's his cousin.
Y'all doing, come on, y'all.
They look the fucking way?
Y'all.
I just meant to confirm it's real. I didn't think it was real.
Wait, pause. These motherfuckers been dapping the whole time. We say, do you remember?
No, y'all like, no, because you isolate. I'm trying to help y'all out. Y'all isolating the audience.
All right, cool. We know you're playing shit, yo. We got this. First off, we've been doing this for about 2 years. We got this.
You know, do your thing.
Now it's we, right? Funny
French.
How that works.
Mad French.
But it was just me, my show, bitch, nigga. But now it's we, right? And Weezy, look at your dumb ass. You're going with it. Look at you.
What is wrong with this nigga?
Can I tell you, Mandy does her spice out loud, and I do mine via text.
Oh,
when
Lord.
Me and Mandy argue, I'm like an exploder. I blow her phone up and I text her like crazy.
Sounds good. But right
here,
now, right
I just
here,
be like, oh no,
I'm going to
shut up.
Sis.
And then tomorrow,
I'm
going
to
be like,
and I'm not always here to defend you.
What is wrong with you? Don't nobody be dragging shit.
You in drag, sis?
Not at all.
Wow. When?
You know, now you're defending yourself.
I mean, I dragged you when we first fought.
Huh?
Bitch, please.
Your ponytail was everywhere.
Let me tell you, Mandy, because a ponytail cut off, you couldn't win today. You couldn't win today.
I got money on Weezy right now. I got money on Weezy.
I got 20.
I got money on Weezy.
I'm using to taking niggas' money.
Listen, you know what we should do?
We have a friend that has a GoFundMe.
We should fight for that shit.
Let's do it. Because you dead not going to keep
trying,
right
now,
sis.
If we do Patreon and you want to be embarrassed, that's
girl,
fine.
Girl, please.
Oh,
you,
man.
That's
yo.
Fine. Mandy,
yo.
You
God's
don't know when my hands have turned into my
hands.
Talk about next door.
Talk about
it. We got the bag.
We can do it.
All three of us got the bag.
I will say, I'm going to go ahead and make sure this show keeps going. But as we know,
you going to keep it.
Weezy is the comedian out of the two of us. Girl, go ahead and let her get her jokes off.
Mandy, I'm in the gym
fine.
Too much a week
that's
but not
fine.
Have these hands
that's
and last
fine.
Long
oh, man.
Rounds,
oh,
bitch.
That's fine.
Damn.
That's
damn.
Fine.
Damn.
And I've been fighting
damn.
Since
and Creed 2
way
came
before.
Out.
Girl,
and Creed 2 came out, man.
And
Creed 2 came out.
That high school
fight
can't
beat me
now.
You know she look like Tessa Thompson a little bit.
I can't deal with you.
This is going to be the point that people... stop listening to us. So
that's
in
a
order
lie.
For
nah,
us to keep
our
listeners,
we gotta get the oil fight.
Sorry, I don't know what your listeners are, but our listeners have jobs. So I want them to be able to hear us while they're sitting
first
at their
desk. First of all, we don't have barbs for listeners. Our listeners are not barbs. Our listeners got jobs too. They just work in creative spaces.
Why do the barbs seem so bummy though?
Because they always got mad time and never equal up.
It's just like the weirdest fandom.
Yo, the barbs came at me for 2 weeks straight, all day, every day.
They're about to come at you again.
Yeah. I know.
Oh,
he
don't talk shit.
First of all, I looked at the average. I'm like, bitch, you're 13. It's a broad spectrum. It's like, bitch, you're 13. And another one, I'm like, bitch, you're definitely 36. But y'all on the timeline at the same exact time? None of y'all have jobs. And y'all got all this energy and couldn't get sister number one.
Ooh.
Y'all had one job,
listen,
sis.
Listen, what he say on the record? Yikes. I'm talking about the number two.
No, ain't nothing wrong with number two.
It's not.
But it's not number one.
Would y'all get number two'd on?
What?
48,000 in 2 years in jail.
Give me 48,000.
Me too.
You'll take 48,000 for some shit?
Let me tell y'all. I'll let all y'all shit me before I go to jail for 2 years.
For some shit?
Look at Max's face. You not here for it?
You going to jail for 2 years?
I don't know.
I ain't never got a $48,000 check before. He's gotten more than
hard shit.
I've accumulated it, but I ain't never got a $48,000 at once. Like, not legally.
Yeah, okay. Not legally.
I'll do it right now.
You shit on me right now for 48,000?
Yeah.
Come on.
I'd let you shit on me for 48,000.
Oh, can we set that up for the Patreon?
I mean,
we can make that happen.
500 subscribers and Mouse is going to shit on you? Is that what we're doing?
No, we're going to go higher.
I like it like that.
So it ain't going to be like... It's gonna be a solid.
Plus, we too close to 500. We do like 1,000. I'll do something nasty.
1,000? You gonna be shitted on?
I'm not gonna be shitted on for 1,000. You gotta let me keep the month or the Patreon money. I'm not getting shitted on.
Oh no, you're not getting.
Maybe like a little golden shower.
50-50. Remember, maybe. Get the fuck out of here.
I'm
getting my money.
To you
if I'm getting pissed,
she talk to you like she can really beat you. But
yo, that's fine. I don't have to Mouse. Talk. So, anyways, we're gonna go ahead. We're gonna get into our home mail. For this week.
This was so much spice.
This is ridiculous.
These comments are going to be crazy.
No, they're going to be like, I couldn't listen because they kept talking.
And then y'all niggas are retarded. If you can't listen because people are talking.
You do talk.
You ain't never been to a party.
You talk a whole lot. Now I see why you're doing 5 shows.
We might have to bring Mac back just to be cute and pretty and talk about if he moans or not.
Okay. He ain't going to answer any of that, but go ahead.
He would answer if you
got it.
If you would.
I ain't going to say nothing for the rest of the show.
Okay. No,
there's no way.
You scared? You scared?
I'm definitely not scared. I just know Mouse talks way more than
I. So then just tell us, simple question.
Okay.
During sex, are you the person that's formulating sentences, asking questions, or are you saying yes and no most of the time?
It depends on the situation.
You look stressed answering this question. This is a really simple question, Matt.
It depends on the situation. No.
Oh, okay.
It depends on the situation.
But are you more of a quiet one, or do you like to talk?
I'm definitely more of a quiet one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
Tell me, what's your best asset in bid?
I mean, besides that.
Like, what's something you do really well? Right, like, you have really good foreplay? Do you eat really good pussy? Are you really good at, like...
Well. Extremely well.
Well, yeah, really? How do you know it's extremely well?
I've never gotten no...
Do you make girls... Have you made a girl squirt?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Okay.
Look.
Absolutely. Splash.
Now, I want to ask you, when on The Guys Next Door, you said that you were trying to have a threesome by the end of the year.
Yeah.
You eat such good pussy. How is a bitch not recruiting her friends?
That's what I did.
I know girls be wanting me for themselves.
Oh, yep.
Oh, emotional hoes. It me, so.
Yeah, that's, yeah. Like, well, I mean, with 24/7, I've been fucking, he got a threesome 5 years later. So he's one that I really didn't want to share either. And then it was just like, okay.
I really love, but I guess it's because I like pussy a lot more than you, I feel like. I feel like when we first met, you, it was you. And now I feel like I'm like way more into vagina.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm not into vagina as much. Yeah. I mean, I'll add it on as an accessory in
I
sex.
Like
but
eating it.
I mean, I like eating it. Like, that's all I like eating. I feel like a girl outside of that is, what else are we doing?
Mm.
When's the last? Can you tell us, like, why a threesome by the end of the year? Why do you want it?
Not about it. I mean, I was literally saying, hopefully by the end of the year.
Oh, yeah. You got what, 40 days?
Yeah, just about.
That's
just
enough
about.
Time.
32 days.
Yeah, Art like that's
Basel.
Time.
Listen, exactly. For any ladies that are going to be at Art Basel at Back Wilds,
talk about it.
Do you read all your DMs?
Not all of them.
So what's the deal? Do you scan for like a good profile pic?
I let them read my DMs.
What about private pages? You opening them shit? Like, are you like writing them back or nah? You need to open.
What's your type?
I
used to live in Miami. I got a couple girls. Do you have a type?
Like, I really don't have a type.
When you talk to girls?
I don't have a type.
What's the last two bitches you fuck look like?
Are they like, yeah.
All right, y'all are interrogating my client when you should be interviewing.
We actually
client.
Are finally trying to get someone else to talk on.
No, I'm
you.
Just saying,
that's
just,
all.
You, there's a way, you know, there's a way to lead an interview, which
Weezy,
I'm sure you would be able to do if you weren't.
Come on, Mouse
suppressed.
Fanning. Mouse Jones, ladies and gentlemen. Mouse Jones.
Listen, we can't have your cute ass on here and bitches not know about your sex.
Because Dustin was quiet. They going to be mad as fuck. Mac ain't talking enough. We've been wanting Mac and Mac ain't talking enough. But it's also because we had someone who talked the whole goddamn time.
Wow.
So while the mic is away from his motherfucking mouth, we going to talk to Mac. Thank you.
Oh, you're Jesus.
Y'all want to go outside?
I hate him, bro. I ain't like Mouse since like 2010.
Oh, well,
you're the one who wanted him to come on the show.
Yeah, but now nah.
Yo,
I'm the one who wanted Jazz.
Tell us, describe morning sex. Yeah, let's talk about aesthetics. What'd she look like?
I wanted
skinny, thick, right.
She was
ass,
skinny.
Little titties. Right. Tell us what she looked like.
She's skinny, small, petite.
I hate you.
Was she black?
Yeah, she's black.
Oh, okay.
Well, no, black like us or black. Apparently, we're not real black.
Wow. Wow, that's yeah. That's disrespectful.
That's the question.
No, she's actually black.
Okay.
Yo, let me ask you this. Where are you meeting most women? Do you meet women mostly like Instagram, like DMs? Are you going out? Like, where do you find that you're meeting women most?
I think it varies, you know? I think there's women. You meet women everywhere nowadays.
Everywhere.
Literally.
Dicks be hanging from trees.
Just shit,
mad
crazy.
Niggas. You could get
anything. Do you ever meet women pull them goddamn at trees. Work? Like, do you fuck with chicks in the industry or not really?
I have.
Yeah.
I have before.
What do you feel more comfortable with? So a lot of people talk about, we could say this is almost the Brittany Renner theory of, I like to fuck niggas that are known because they have something to lose. How do you?
Why do we call that the Brittany Renner theory?
Because she just recently said this bullshit.
Like, what did she?
So she said because she's known, which I would say I actually agreed when she said that, because she's known with the amount of followers she has, with being known, period, she prefers to deal with men who have some sort of status because they have just as much to lose or more than her.
Like if they leak a nude.
Like dealing with a regular person, they like receiving clout by dealing with people who are maybe more popular than mm-hmm. them. And I'm not gonna lie, I won't let a regular nigga video up. Like when I fuck like my regular niggas, you can't record me. I'm not gonna lie. I don't let certain niggas record me.
Jesus
because
Christ.
Of that. I'm not gonna lie. So what?
Would Mouse be able to status we get?
So
Mouse?
Yeah, about to say, would you let Mouse record?
No, he's too mixy. He mixy as fuck.
Wow.
But you just said you weren't like regular. You got mixy in mind.
Yeah, yeah, nah, but you're mixy. Like, you know too many people. Like,
nah, I'm mixy.
I'm not gonna lie. Like, if I fucked you, I wouldn't want nobody to know. That's all.
Wow. Big old thing. If I fucked you, I wouldn't want anybody to know.
That's fine.
I'm gonna tell you why. Hey, I'm gonna tell you why. No, I'm gonna tell you why. Let me tell you why I wouldn't want nobody to know how I fuck. It ain't because you a hoe.
That's fine.
It ain't because your body count.
Because now I'm a hoe. Now
because your old body. Because your old body. You got a new body. And now you're acting up. That's why I wouldn't want nobody.
That's why I fuck my niggas who was fucking me while I was fat. That's why I don't want new niggas anyway.
Nah, that's some real shit.
Nah, I don't give a fuck. I don't want new niggas in real life.
Shit. Hold on, listen.
Nah. Give niggas the pussy when you was fat and then give it to them when they skinny?
And I've been fucking one for 5 years. And
you
like,
a real nigga for that. Nah. You know I don't be fucking with you because you be dragging my sis. Acting like this your show. You know what? I'm not here no more. Go back to Mac.
Jesus Christ.
We talking to Mac. So we talking to Mac Wiles tonight, man.
No, listen, the real reason why Mouse Jones probably wouldn't have sex with you is because he's already dealing with his own white woman problems right now. So it's
fine. There we go.
Sorry.
Ooh, come hey.
Wait,
come
your girlfriend's too. White?
Sorry.
No.
No, oh, definitely
not. I heard white. Whoa. Okay, whoa. Guess not.
Yeah, he was talking about cocaine. At this point in the game, I'd much rather take a drug charge. <Bill White. laughs> I hate you.
Well, he is getting the white people checked out. You are getting the white people checked out. Coke is kind of a white
Christ.
People thing.
All right, hold listen, on. Let's go back to this now.
Go ahead.
Regular girls versus
good
industry
question,
girls.
Good
do you
question.
Ever feel the way when you're talking to regular girls? Like, how do you feel when you're sending dick pics? Do you send them? Talk about this.
I don't send dick pics.
Ever?
Nah.
A lot of my niggas don't either because they too poppin'.
Nah, I don't send a dick pic.
Wait, not even
can
on
I
Snapchat?
Can I just see it then?
Nah.
You don't jack off on Snapchat?
No.
Oh.
No, what in the shit? What type of niggas is you fucking with?
I love when they jack off.
Jesus.
I've done it before.
You jacked off on Snapchat? Right.
It was only from
have
from
you ever been
mama.
Screenshotted, Mac? Like, DMing a girl and, like, it been passed around?
Not that I know of.
Okay. So,
thank God.
Do you have anything with like dealing with regular or industry chicks? Do you feel that regular girls are a little too like starstruck? Like, tell us about that.
I don't think I think it's a situational based, you know, it's one of those things where you got to see how somebody handles that. Like, it's celebrity is a real tricky thing. So, to deal with somebody who doesn't understand it. If you do find somebody who works or it's not they're not fully affected by it, that works. It's dope.
Yeah, right.
It's cool. But if not, then, you know, you got to work with somebody who actually understands it.
Now, can I ask you that same question? Because you fucking blue check marks now. So
I know. What's up?
You know, what's
talk about
you
know? It.
What is your...
Why you say you know?
What just, I don't
know. You know, it gets around. It gets around.
We know everything.
It gets around.
You got more liquor?
We
got more liquor?
We know everything.
It gets around, blue check mark, dick.
Sis,
okay,
sis, niggas love to hit niggas with the... Yo, son,
guess who I just fucked?
That horrible decision, bitch, son? Yes, I just hit
so,
it.
So let me ask you.
It happened on
now
accident.
Now that, I mean, you don't have
oh, it was an accident. So he just tripped up
oh,
and
nah,
fell in it.
Twice.
Oh, wait.
There's two blue check marks. There's multiple blue
no
checks now.
No one said there was multiple blue
yo,
checks.
Yo, your vagina like a DM box?
Wow.
It does slide in. But, no.
Listening.
I don't know. I recently was told.
What is your thoughts on that? Yeah. Like now that we kind of have a little clout, like would you
y'all popping?
I feel like it's not enough clout. So I mean, I will tell you this: I went to a bar recently in the Lower East Side, and this dude calls me Weezy, knows me from Flagrant, and I thought he was really. I never wanted to meet someone as Weezy. You know, I didn't want them to know horrible decisions first. But he was really cute, and I was like, "Why I always come in here? You give me free shots, and you never like ask me for my number." And he's like, "Oh, I thought you didn't want to fuck with a nigga like me." I was like, "Well, you playing?" So I got his number. We've been texting. He's great. He is a bartender, which I'm not saying.
They be making money in New York,
though,
bro.
They be making money in New
York.
Don't
shade. They making at least six figures, bro.
But I don't want somebody that's like in hospitality. I get off. I'm 9 to 5. Like, you just going to be going.
Oh, yeah. You work at night. Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't really have.
There's days off. There's days off.
I will say the one thing about Blue Check that I've appreciated. I feel like the sex that I've had is more.
But is he like a real blue check?
I'm about to.
Like
oh, yeah. Is it like?
Like, did he know somebody?
Oh, there's,
like,
there's a difference. There's a difference.
Trust me.
Did you wake up to a blue?
Was it on some like?
Like Mac has seen like niggas in like Mac
info or is it like?
Mac
or is it like
count. Mac is a child
no,
star.
No, like no. What I'm saying is
damn.
Mac has seen.
I mean,
damn.
You are a child
compared
star.
Compared to one I'm talking about.
No,
really,
Mac
about
seen,
it.
Mac
I would say he's a little bit, if not your set.
Nah, about Mac Wilds ish.
Whoa.
I mean,
no, he wasn't a child star though.
Yeah, but I mean, as far as like,
I would say
clout wise.
Let's just say
talk about it.
I mean, y'all might have matching accounts. Nah. I would say money
match
wise.
Match right now.
Money wise?
Match yeah. right now.
Money
wise, they got
put
matching.
Put Instas next
talk
to each other right
about
now.
I
can't.
I'm about to say, hold on.
Nah, I don't want to tell you who.
I'm about to say, there's certain niggas that you can't really say that
about. We had a discussion about NBA.
Because I definitely have 90210 and everything.
I will tell you this.
You gotta.
Nah, but his check's probably nice. He got some.
No, I feel it. But I'm just saying.
All right, so when we had Mouse on the show last time, you guys really loved the show, and we had a conversation called determining the relationship. And so I fucking hate this nigga. I swear to God. Anyways, when we had him on the last show, I don't know how good this episode is compared to that, but we did have him on the show, and we talked about determining the relationship.
She's just been dragging everybody tonight. Crazy.
Her call. Am I allowed to call your call?
I haven't had dick in like a month, so that could be why. I'm a little cranky.
What
I'm a little
you just
moody.
Talking about?
No, I had a threesome, but a month ago. No, almost a month and a half ago.
Wow.
I done had two periods, goddamn. So I've missed dick right
Ain't
now.
Ain't that a good
wow.
thing?
Wow.
No. I mean, yeah, of course. I'm not pregnant. I'll never be pregnant. I like condom dick, but
88%, bitch.
Yeah, you know. I'm just saying.
That's
so we're gonna get into real quick before we go out. I do want to do a home mail with you guys. So we had our episode was determining the relationship. So yeah. This one, I'm not gonna say her name. She says, "Hey, my horrible ladies. My name is Letitia.
Lang. Yep. Okay.
I'm 28 years old and single-ish. I was married for 6 years to my best friend who was emotionally and physically abusive. We separated at the beginning of this year, and I've been focusing on healing myself and moving on. Before him, I had my whole phase and wound up pregnant and married. I wasn't really wanting to jump into anything serious because I knew that I was still emotionally damaged from my ex. Fast forward to May, I met a guy on Plenty of Fish. Y'all, that's a trash site, by the way.
I was about to say, what is Plenty of
it's
Fish?
It's a dating site. It's terrible.
What, would you meet him on Throwback Thursday?
Yeah, it's terrible.
Jesus Christ.
We talked.
It's like Black Planet.
Yeah, right, it's like that. It's like that. We talked for several months online. Like we had just gotten Skonex. He had just gotten out of a 10-year relationship. He treated me like a queen. He took me out on fancy dates and romanced me.
Oh.
We didn't have sex until we met up for the fifth time.
Mm-hmm.
We both agreed that it was the greatest sex we had ever had. It lasted 3 hours. We were drunk.
Damn.
We lived 2 hours apart, so we meet up 2 to 3 times a month to go out to dinner and, of course, have sex. He says the sex is amazing and says that the connection we have makes him the happiest man ever.
Okay.
We both aren't sleeping with anyone else, and we text and talk for hours.
Oh, girl.
However,
there we go.
When I ask what we are, he says no title is needed because we are there for each other.
What a nigga.
Nah, what are you talking about?
Listen,
wait,
we are 100 with each other about everything and have no secrets. He tells me constantly he cares about me and how happy I make him. I have no reason to doubt his feelings, but I still wonder in the back of my head what the actual fuck we are doing. Should I press it? I shouldn't be pressed over this, right? Signed, stuck in the front.
Y'all don't have secrets, but the secret is, bitch, he don't want you to be his girlfriend.
Nah, that's not true.
Since May.
This May?
So it says they met in May. That's fucking almost 8 months, right?
Bitch,
a long time.
If you learned anything from listening to this show,
now listen.
I dated
Loverboy.
This is the.
Listen, I love these women.
Uh huh.
Listen to them about pH balances and
course,
kink.
Of course.
But relationships, do not listen to these motherfuckers. They'll have you fucked up out here.
They'll have you fucked
they'll
up
They'll have
the
you fucked up out here.
So what if I bet you $100 she ain't gonna be his girlfriend by the end of the year.
If she don't... Nigga, it's a month left. Relax. You play, Christmas is coming up.
Holidays is coming. Make me your match.
No.
Now, here's my question.
No.
If he gets her a gift, does that kind of solidify anything?
Yeah, no. That we still is
that,
what we
that
is.
We rocking. That we
I
rocking.
Have dudes that I was just fucking and I got gifts for her.
Yeah, I'm getting the guy I'm just fucking another
yeah,
gift.
Yeah, I just feel like that's
too.
Just... I get friends
how long
gift.
Have y'all been fucking?
5 years.
Exactly. That's no, like no, that's. No, that's no, oh, okay.
We're talking relationships.
We'll talk, okay, yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, yeah, yeah.
We talked to them.
Yeah,
about
okay,
sex
yeah,
and
yeah. Okay, okay, okay.
So
go ahead, Mouse. Right, so you started up
since May.
Hold on.
Go ahead.
How long you been dating the girl that
how
you?
How long I have? How long have we dated? How long she been my girl? We've been dating like 3 months.
Yeah.
3 months, and she's your girlfriend. You said you've only had two girlfriends.
Yeah.
How old are you?
29.
So do you think you're gonna date someone since May and not make her your girlfriend that you would eventually make
yeah,
your girlfriend?
I've done that before. The girl, the last time I was here,
you said she wasn't your girlfriend.
That wasn't my girlfriend, and we were dating, for mad months.
Yeah.
Well,
we were dating for mad months.
Now let me ask you then. So as guys, if someone does make you happy, if y'all have great sex, if you're going on dates, what keeps y'all from giving a girl a title if all she wants is a title?
It's all different. Nobody
yeah,
is the
man,
same.
I was about
this
to say,
nigga got
every...
PTSD, so he was just like, and I don't mean that in a,
no,
a facetious manner. He
was
married
for
10 years. He's not going to be, he shouldn't be so
he's not gung-ho about
gung-ho to jump
into
something.
No relationship.
Also, even if he is, he probably doesn't even view relationships the same anymore.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, you kind of is dropping some. Okay, yeah, I can get that.
I understand.
I'm giving an opportunity.
Come on, Mouse Jones.
No,
go
I was
in.
Gonna say maybe
go
we
in,
could,
bro.
Maybe we could just like make this whole episode the home else since that's the only sense you've made the whole time.
Wow.
But I also made sense when I said we just fuck you up.
Get the fuck out! Look at these fucking dogs. They're fucking childish.
Yo, you know what's funny? Can I just say something? This is the first episode we've done together. Right, because we were like
I know
they
nah,
gonna
nah,
be like
nah,
damn
y'all
really
a lot going on
no nah, I've been back
know.
Y'all
we know,
my
we know.
We know
no Mandy went was out of town for a week
I you know I'll be watching
listen,
we've been
you know
busy
I've been talking to both of y'all
son.
In the DM
but you really trying to make the spice happen
I'm gonna make the fight happen
the spice
oh,
I
the
said
spice? No the spice is already there y'all acting like it ain't there
yeah,
she
exactly.
already told you
nigga we about to go on tour we're excited you bring that
y'all going on tour
and we wanted you to come until now
he not coming on tour with us
nigga imagine how that You know
that, that'll be crazy.
Wait.
You gotta talk about it.
I didn't want Mouse.
The voice of what?
The voice of New York. Why?
Y'all share. Y'all gonna share a bed?
Wow. I did.
You and we
got a two bedroom air. Oh, you mean
yeah,
I can't sleep with you?
No, you're not sleeping with me. You gonna sleep with Mouse if we get the two bedroom?
She gonna try to eat your pussy. I mean,
we all sleeping in bed with Mouse.
Nah, she's sleeping in bed. I don't want nothing to do. Yeah, I really have a girl. Like I'm.
Yeah, but she's down to join you and your girl.
I'm not.
But I'm not sharing.
I would
I'm not sharing. Like that's not that type of relationship. Like,
oh,
this is a real.
Okay.
Well, anyway, so back
say,
to
let's
her.
Go, let's
so
go. Let's go back to Shorty.
Thank,
right?
Thank you, Matt. Thanks. So, I like what you said mm-hmm. about it. Do you feel like there's any way that she could maybe have the conversation that she does? Because clearly, her writing us in, she definitely
she
wants a title.
It.
Yeah,
she wants a title.
My
so,
my,
does she
my,
just stay in the situationship?
My biggest, my biggest question is why. Why do you want the title?
Women love titles.
That's what I'm... But for what? Like, you...
They
and,
like the
I can tell you why I like them.
Go ahead.
Because
you like titles.
I've always felt like having a title, just being honest and truthful, before I got more realistic about things, just meant that I had less to worry about, right?
Mm-hmm.
If I was, in fact, worried about you not being monogamous with me. I felt like having a title is not a big deal, but for men, a lot of times, it means, in their mind, if I don't have one, then I'm still single when I need to be.
Okay, so then
so
when you grew
I don't
up,
like that.
So then when you grew up.
When I grew up.
Back in the day,
right,
I was a kid. I'm not a kid anymore.
When I realized that
a title don't
it
save
doesn't,
you from
I've
any
had
of
terrible
that,
boyfriends, but amazing men.
Sorry, something ignorant.
Y'all child.
He's just ignorant.
Did you just get a tip pick or something?
He did, not me.
No, I can't.
Can you share?
I can't. No.
Is it nice?
It's he's just a
for
jerk.
Being late, I feel like y'all should at least share one nude that's in your phone.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I'll share one of mine.
I keep
share.
It a buck.
Okay, yeah, we'll do. Everybody
I'll keep
get
it a buck.
Everybody
delete,
get a nude.
I delete nudes as soon as I get them.
Everybody get a nude.
Wait, we're gonna pull a nude to someone else?
Anyway. No, I'm
like
just...
a nude that's in your phone that somebody sent you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I delete
oh,
those
somebody
as soon as
else.
I get
okay, that's fine.
Yeah, that's fine. So, but I think the biggest thing is, especially with situations like that, again, you got to think about this situation at hand. This is a man, just like Mouse said, this is a man who's been in a marriage for 10 years.
Yeah.
10 years?
You've grown. You've become a completely different
and
person.
Not,
than
not
he was.
Even, hold on, not even that. For that marriage, mm-hmm. to be married for 10 years, mm-hmm. this is somebody that you vowed in front of God that I want to spend the rest of my life with you.
Right.
and
don't look me in the eye.
That neck. Ends.
Her pussy getting wet.
Just a little.
And that ends.
I'm into teeth.
But I'm just saying.
Huh?
He can't feel it.
My pussy.
Yeah, if it's wet.
Like, can we let Mac finish talking? Listen, listen, dropping listen, gems. Listen. Thank you.
I'm
Jesus.
Just saying, like, and then what you think is going to be forever is really just 10 years.
It's mm-hmm. almost like it's wasted.
It's 10 years. That's
10 years
that's all
you're
it is.
Never going to get back.
Never.
Agreed.
Like, I just keep
for reading. Whatever yeah. for whatever reason they broke up, and then all of a sudden he finds you, and he loved and he's loving you and he's a
but
he's appreciating
PTSD,
you.
Like,
but
like
it, there's a certain level of like. I gotta take my time.
I know
with
he was married.
So let me
continue,
ask you this question though, because there's a lot of men who say marriage is out and say he just got out of a relationship. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people who do jump from relationship to relationship.
There are, and those are dangerous, toxic people.
Those are very, very dangerous people. You need to stay.
Now,
the
do you
fuck
think at least
them.
She should bring it? So, like the last conversation that I had with someone that I was in a situationship was like, "Hey, I know that calling me your girlfriend scares you, but
yo, that's if, some real shit, son."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I understand, but. Right now, it's January. If by summertime, you don't even think there could be something more, if you don't think our relationship will grow
yeah,
from where it's at.
Yeah, don't waste my motherfucking time, nigga.
So, yeah, I just
on,
said
but,
if you
hold
don't
but,
think
but,
it's
going to
be...
Hold on, wait. What I'm asking is, does that title actually mean that you guys are growing?
Well, I think that it can. So to me, I mean, in my mind, I used to think it meant that. So I said, hey, I know that the word girlfriend scares you, but do you see our relationship growing? If you don't, then let me know because I am interested in something more later. I don't need it today.
That's a very valid argument.
But I will say in a few months from now, I can't tell you I won't feel this way like I do right now. I think it's okay for her to tell him that.
Listen,
absolutely.
200%.
You got to make your, like I said on the last show, you got to make your intentions clear.
Clear.
Sitting on that is would be unfair to you, right?
Mm-hmm. Not only to you, but to him. You begin to place expectations mm-hmm. upon this man that he has.
And you're giving a false insecurity. He's thinking everything is cool because you're sitting in with this shit. Like we could laugh and joke. Like we could laugh and joke all day. But if you really trying to have something right. healthy with somebody. You gotta let me know your triggers. You gotta let me know what
like
you want.
But see, I feel like
that
this
line
is the problem. She's
the line of communication.
Yeah, hit him with that. I just feel like...
Women can communicate our feelings, how we feel, what we want. And I feel like, unfortunately, that's not reciprocated. Specifically with a lot of guys that I deal with.
Sure.
They don't know how mm-hmm. to communicate... And I want like, and they'll just still lead you
we
on. I want
communicate
like,
differently, and that's the problem.
And we just supposed to
so
read your mind.
No, he's communicating what he wants right now.
He is.
She is not communicating.
She doesn't want to hear that.
Maybe she doesn't even know what she wants. Maybe she just wants to know that it's her boyfriend.
No, she. But that's what she.
But
wants.
What does that mean?
But you're not sick.
That's what I'm
that,
saying.
That is
yeah,
a conversation
what,
that
that's
has.
That's my question.
To me,
like,
boyfriend
what
means
does
growth.
That mean?
Why?
That Beyonce
just,
means growth.
No.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean,
like,
growing,
if I put
like,
a ring
growth,
on it,
growth means growth. If we're being honest,
well,
a title
boyfriend
doesn't...
to me means, hey, from here on forward, we are going to start either blending families and talk about cohabitating.
But see, what
you can't
you just
do that
said,
without
though,
a boyfriend.
No, a title.
I don't
want to
move in with something
for women. Maybe not for men, but for women, a title means.
I think
a little
that's a part
more.
Of the unhealthy marriage that women have with. Societal norms.
That's a very unhealthy marriage.
Is that
right
a TI word? Societal norms?
No, not
societal.
First off,
societal
off,
would
words.
Be.
That's two words.
Societal would be.
Societal norms. Is
so
not
is bootlicking. One. Yeah, relax.
Listen,
don't
I just
want to
clarify
yeah,
and say.
Relax.
I just was throwing that word out because when he used it, I felt like it was very powerful. I did not
get
the way he said it.
Episode of
powerful.
The way he said it.
So you felt power from bootlicking.
Would you lick boots?
All right.
Boot licking.
Like, would you like...
on some
like,
sub shit?
Yeah, on some sub shit.
Yeah,
like,
she's
man.
She's a sub.
Would you
she
like...
I'm
like,
not
you
into
do like, that
but I'll lick Tinashe
shit?
Oh, wow.
Like, remember Tinashe
I'd rather lick
your
ass than your foot.
Oh, yeah, that was great.
I'm not licking
oh,
the toilet.
Tinashe right. licked the toilet?
Yeah,
you
never
you
seen
that photo shoot?
It wasn't a photo shoot. It was an actual music video. But I digress.
Were you in that one, too?
I definitely wasn't.
I wouldn't let my client do that.
Anyways, before we get out of here, can you guys go ahead? If y'all want to hear these two motherfuckers more, where can they listen to y'all and what y'all got coming up?
Mouse Jones, talk to the people.
First and foremost, you know, Guys Next Door is coming. Shout out to Anchor.
Ooh.
Set us up very nice over
Ooh.
There. Shout out to my co-host, Mac Wild.
Uh-huh.
And my co-host, Fly Rye.
Fleek
Notice
fly.
How we all said
Fleek
that
fly
together.
Rye.
We're all hosts. Yeah,
yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all of our show.
It's our show.
Anyway.
It's our show.
But first and foremost, that is not out yet. It is not out yet. So right now, if you want to hear, the Clubhouse with Mouse Jones on Loudspeaker Network, make
uh-huh.
sure you subscribe on iTunes, SoundCloud, wherever you get your podcast.
Get him with another plug.
We got motherfucking Jonathan Minnett, a legend out of retirement.
Shout out
so,
Jonathan Minnett.
Every Wednesday, we will be dropping on your iTunes, on your SoundCloud. I don't know the mother
shit. They knew not to drop on Mondays. Uh-huh.
Ooh, y'all wow. won't do that. Y'all won't do that. We'll drop on a Monday.
That's fine. That's fine.
Wow. You sure?
I do want those problems.
You sure? That's fine.
Mondays?
Drop on Mondays.
Okay, that's cool.
We not all that smoke.
Drop on Monday.
We want all that smoke.
And guys next door is dropping on Mondays too.
That's fine.
We want all that smoke.
Now what? Wow.
And they're still listening to us first.
Now what?
Wow.
And do you have anything else coming up? Any music videos?
I mean, he do got Mac. That's the one thing he got. But you talk.
I don't know. I mean, if it's any recollection of this, I mean, he's not going to be doing much talking.
I just sold the show for
you. Oh, trust me. It's different.
Good. Talk. Great.
Yo, let me tell you how Mal's probably be.
She gonna stop
be like, how you doing
me,
today, Mac? I'm
y'all gonna stop dragging
doing.
Me,
he's
goddamn.
Doing lovely.
You gonna stop dragging me, goddamn.
You that's put fine. The condom on it, too? Right. While you at it.
Jesus.
Wait, what are we doing? Are we doing gay jokes?
No,
I'm not doing gay jokes. I'm saying you doing everything. We can't ask this nigga one question. I've been trying to find out the size of his dick this whole episode slowly.
You didn't ask.
I was warming up.
That's your fucking problem.
Don't warm
that's
up.
That's your
you
fucking
jump
problem.
Right on
what's
it.
My problem?
You over here trying to warm up.
Instead of jumping right on that
we
thing.
We nasty niggas.
So
we
you the type of nigga to what? Just spit on it and go?
Yeah, he don't even wait
for
the pussy wet. That's terrible.
You a goddamn liar.
If I need to.
You a goddamn liar. A few of your friends can tell you. Let's relax. A few of your
favorites. You ain't fucking none of my friends. Okay, maybe you have. I don't know. I got some ass friends.
But
anyway, guys,
she's talking to the wrong one.
As we said in the beginning of the show, I do want to go ahead and let y'all know we are
you
going.
Let Mac you
oh,
let
well,
Mac
go
promote,
ahead. Well,
huh?
You ain't let him promote because you keep talking.
You keep
go ahead and promote.
Don't bulldoze my calls like you do yours.
Wow.
Go, Mac. What do you have coming
Jesus.
Up?
Are you,
what do you have? No.
Are you working on music or something? What's new? Tell us.
I'm definitely working on music.
Can you sing a little something real quick?
I can. I'm under the weather.
Okay.
And I don't think that check cleared yet, so.
Get the fuck out of here. Okay, got it.
Yeah, so, no, we're working on new music. We're definitely working on a few movies that are coming out top of the year. We got some more TV shows. We got After Hours that's still out and clicking. We still got more TV, more movie, more directing, more. Come on, man. We got a lot of shit, man. I don't even want to. What are we talking
come
about?
Come on, different baggage.
Flex. Hey. Flex on these niggas.
Now, when are you going to get out of Staten Island? I feel like that's one of the
things that's way too far.
Listen,
like, that's not even
suitcase.
A borough.
I live in my suitcase. I don't
just,
even live
he lives in another country.
That's a fucking ball.
I live in my suitcase.
He lives in another country.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's another country.
It is.
But anyway.
I'm from Florida. Don't worry.
Guys, they don't understand.
I've been here
we don't understand. Well, we got boats in Florida. Okay, Staten Island.
We trying to cut Florida off.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm really mad about the Gilman.
Florida.
As you guys know, and as we mentioned before, the show started. We are going on tour, so you guys can catch Horrible Decisions on tour 2019. We are secure, so DC, DMV, Virginia, Maryland, all of y'all come out January 19th. We in the building, and in Chicago, I didn't miss y'all last month, but me and Weezy are now taking over the bean, so we'll be in Chicago
March 30th. Then we have Toronto, LA, New York,
working on Orlando, possibly Texas. Y'all want Texas,
by the way,
I don't know yet.
Zozo Talk this weekend, come see us.
I heard Mouse Jones might be hosting one of these.
You late.
I hosted the Zozo.
He should have fucking
York.
Hosted Miami. Should have
definitely hosted Miami.
Nigga.
I don't know what y'all was thinking.
Wow.
Y'all seen what the fuck I do? I'm the best host of motherfucking America. I
talk
show them
about
proof
it.
Every time.
Talk
that's
about
man,
it.
Man, woman,
or
indifferent.
Right that was
man, woman, or indifferent. I body stage. So I don't know why you had that weak ass nigga, but whatever.
All
that was
right.
Jesus Christ.
All right. It was bad.
You seen what we did? We see what we did in New York.
Well, shit.
Yeah. You know what I mean? And you see what we about to do in D.C. January 19th.
Oh, you coming
March 30th in Chi-Town.
Okay, talk about it. Talk about it.
We outside. Okay, right. It's happening.
All right, guys. Well, as you know, this has been yet another episode of Horrible Decisions. Bye.
Bye.